When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Tuesday, the 4th of November, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, today we have the election that so many people have been so concerned about. Not me, actually. I mean, this is New York City. It doesn't really affect me what's going on in New York City, but we're going to talk about a lot of the political firing all around this stuff, and I think it has a lot to do with the ire against Tucker and Nick Fuentes, two people who I never was interested in interviewing people like Nick Fuentes. I'll talk about that. I understand people's concern about Tucker Carlson platforming him, but we'll also talk about the calls to cancel them both. I think that's a very different thing. So we're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about Trump's 60 Minutes interview that he had, and the back and forth about that, as well as the chaos about this fourth turning and what is happening with the shutdown. We'll be right back. By the way, our guest in the third hour today will be Dr. Brian Hooker of the Children's Health Defense Organization, and I'm very interested to talk to him. He's got a new resource that they put together that you can share little clips onto social media to try to help to wake up people as to what happened with COVID. And it's just so many people still don't get what happened. And so I think that's very important. We're going to ask him a lot of questions about what's going on under RFK Jr. in the HHS and the MAHA stuff as well. Most important court case ever, says Trump. The Supreme Court is about to decide the fate of Trump's tariffs. And so Trump is telling us it's going to be the end of the country if we don't enact his taxes. I mean, if this guy isn't a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, who is? It's just absolutely amazing. At issue is whether the 50-year-old law, which has never before been used to impose taxes, justifies levies. And, of course, this is the law about declaring emergency powers. How in the world can Trump declare that it is an emergency when things are not really very different than they were throughout his first 4 years or for quite some time. You know, he may not like it, but it's not an emergency. And he just showed that it's not an emergency with his temper tariffs against Canada for an ad that they ran. An appellate court struck down the tariffs in August. The majority said that Trump's IEEPA tariffs, that's IEEPA, something about an emergency. I don't really care what it stands for. but for different reasons. Four of them said the law didn't authorize tariffs, while the others said that the tariffs in question could not be imposed under the law. So again, you know, they can argue about how many angels fit on the head of the pen, but we we know it's a bad policy. It's a shifting policy, and he doesn't have the authority to do this. It's a fake emergency, and we don't want one person, especially somebody who is capricious and arbitrary and whimsical, setting the tariff rates and changing them every couple of days. The dissenting group, which included two Obama-appointed judges, said that IEEPA does not extend tariff power to the president at all. So he's got an uphill battle, I think. This is a major confrontation between the executive branch and Congress, said a former appellate judge appointed by Bush, Bush the Second, the shrub. this is not a confrontation between the executive branch and Congress. He's wrong about that. Because Congress doesn't care. Congress has abdicated their power. They got little Mike Johnson. There was kind of a rude meme that was, I didn't play it because it got very rude. It was Mike Johnson sitting on the lap of Trump as a puppet. And, it was, the graphics were well done, but what he had to say was a bit rude, so I didn't play it. But that's, Mike Johnson is such a puppet, and Congress doesn't really care anyway. Congress wants to hold hearings, and they want to raise money for themselves. And other than that, they're more than happy to kick all responsibility over to anyone else. Anybody will take the hot potatoes that they are elected to handle. They'll send it to the bureaucracy. They'll send it to the judiciary. They'll send it to the executive branch. They don't care. So this is not a struggle between Congress and the president over who has the power. This is a struggle over everybody wanting to say, it's not my responsibility. I don't have anything to do here. I'm just here to make money and to have lifetime employment and fringe benefits. That's all I'm here for. I came here for the buffet. The reality is that the Constitution is what Trump is fighting. And Congress doesn't give a whip about the Constitution. Department of Justice lawyers have argued, at least in part, that the courts should not question what Trump says constitutes a national emergency. Well, this is a really bad idea. If he can declare what an emergency is, and nobody can argue with him about an emergency, and then the emergency declaration that he made unlocks dictatorial powers. Do you see the problem with that structure? I think anyone should be able to see the problem with that structure. And that's exactly what he did with COVID, for example.
That would be codifying in law the whole, if the president does it, it's not illegal. If the president declares an emergency, it's an emergency.
That's right. Yeah, whatever. Emergency, emergency, everyone to get from building. Trump claims that the nation will fall into ruin if IEEPA tariffs are struck down, even as the White House says it will replace the levies using other, more process-heavy trade laws. I'm assuming that that means that they'd have to try to follow some due process. I don't know. But that would all but destroy the Oval Office tariff switch, the ability to impose tariffs quickly without much notice. That's precisely what needs to be stopped. Again, it isn't even, this is far beyond the argument of what form of taxation, what level of taxation should be applied, who should be taxed, and so forth. It's the constant switching, the taco aspect. We got to take these tacos and flush them down the toilet. It was, when we moved to Houston, the house that we bought was new construction. And after we'd been there about, 9 months, in the living room, we noticed this spot forming on the ceiling, and it's getting darker and darker. I thought, what in the world is that? Do we have a water leak? I went up there into the attic, and under the insulation was a taco that was left. And it took it that long for the greasy thing to really get rotten and stinking and start coming through the drywall. That's basically what's going on with Trump's taco terrace. We're at the point now where I think everybody should be able to see this greasy spot on our economy that's coming through the ceiling, but I guess they can't. So I would love to get rid of the very thing that they're talking about, his ability to switch back and forth on these tariffs, constantly changing them. That is the big issue. That is chaos for everybody, foreign and domestic. I mean, you go back when they write the history books and they go back and they look at what happened. Here's my vote for what happened, what brought us down, what brought us into a global economic crisis and a global war and the fourth turning. I would say it was Trump throwing the economy under the bus with his tariff tantrums. That's my nomination for the cause. So so reason has, maybe you guys know more about the Punisher than I do. This is a comic book thing. How the Punisher, a murderous anti-hero, became the mascot for an increasingly militarized police force. And I think that's they got a good point here. I mean, I always refer to it as Judge Dredd, because I always remember that dreadful movie with Sylvester Stallone. I am the law.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
I'm afraid I saw that movie, and I saw that trailer many times, because people would, in spite of my guidance, they would go with movies that had stars in it that they liked rather than directors. And so it's like, well, you want to watch that? Okay, but I wouldn't advise it. I can give you a better movie to watch tonight. Anyway, that's what I always think of, and that's what I see with these police out there. And so reason, this guy who wrote this thing, Joe Lancaster, sounds like he's about your age, and he grew up reading Punisher comics, but he was kind of taken back as he saw how the law enforcement people are embracing this. So it truly is a contradiction to what they're there for. He's breaking the very laws that the cops are supposed to uphold. And as I said before, we must not lose the rule of law. We must not lose we've got to pay attention to the means. The means are so important. Yes, we want to get rid of illegal aliens who are here. First of all, get rid of them on the welfare rolls. Get rid of them in the 18-wheelers when they can't speak English or read the signs. Definitely get rid of them there. But for their own sake as well as for ours. But, you know, when we look at this, is it okay if we get rid of the illegal aliens but we wind up with illegal cops? Is that okay? Is that a good switch? I don't think so. I think we're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire if we have illegal law enforcement officers who thumb their nose at the law and at due process. In 2015, actor John Bernthal appeared in New York Comic Con soon after the announcement that he would portray Marvel Comics' famous vigilante, the Punisher, in the Netflix series Daredevil. He said, "I know how important he is to law enforcement, to the military," he told the crowd. "I look at this as a huge honor, a huge responsibility, and I give you my absolute word, I'm going to give it everything I have." He says, since that time, Punisher iconography has only continued to proliferate among police officers. The character's skull logo has become synonymous with uncritical support for the police. Even FBI Director Kash Patel is a fan. Well, I'm not surprised at that at all. MSNBC's Ken Delanian shared a photo of a challenge coin that Patel had given out featuring a skull that greatly resembled the Punisher symbol. "That trend is disheartening, both for the fans of the comics character like me and for Americans who want a sane law enforcement apparatus that is dedicated to serving citizens rather than unleashing violence." And folks, this is important because this Punisher mentality, we see it already domestically here, but we see it escalated and elevated, put on a pedestal by Trump when it comes to the actions of ICE, when it comes to the actions of the military in Venezuela. It is a very dangerous thing, and it should be. We should speak out against this all the time. This is another very, very dangerous precedent that he's setting. He says, "As a teenager, I found the Punisher's brutally un..."
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Compromising worldview, a fascinatingly stark contrast to other more optimistic comic book heroes. The Punisher inhabited that same world, but seemed to flout all of its rules and conventions. He had no superpowers other than military training and a seemingly unlimited arsenal and tenacity. I've accrued numerous issues of Punisher comics and collectibles and multiple t-shirts bearing his signature skull logo, but in the more than two decades since I picked up my first issue, the character's cultural meaning has shifted. For years, the people most likely to wear the skull logo were comic fans like me. Then, over time, it became noticeably more popular among police officers. Custom shops such as Etsy and Redbubble, mass retailers like Amazon, carry thousands of items printed with Punisher skulls, often combined with American flags and pro-police iconography. So he said there has to be a recognition that while he's doing everything they want to fantasize about doing, that he's wrong, said the Punisher co-creator, Gary Conway. He is breaking the very laws that cops are supposed to uphold. So putting a Punisher decal on your cop car is saying that you want to break the rules and that you want to be outside of the law and above the law, you know, kind of like ICE. A warrior who is fighting a lonely war, who kills only those who deserve killing, and he will determine who those are. He had a purpose and a sense of honor. There was something behind his motivation that we didn't know, something terrible that had to turn this very straight-laced, rules-bound guy into the Punisher. And so later issues filled in his backstory. He had had numerous medals for Vietnam. His final tour went badly. That experience haunts him. He survived combat, returned home in Queens, only to see his wife and children murdered in Central Park after they accidentally witnessed a mafia hit. We've seen this storyline told over and over again by Hollywood. It's one of the reasons I don't like to watch movies that are set in the 20th century. They almost all fall along this same line here. When corrupt cops and courts fail to bring justice to the killer, he declares war on all the killer criminals, from terrorists to muggers and everybody in between. Frank Castle died with his family, he corrects a villain while pulling the trigger. I am the Punisher. He didn't get his own solo title until 1986, a dozen years after his debut. They've been trying to get him a series off the ground for years, but no one at Marvel was interested. But they did a five-issue limited series that sold well and led to him getting his own series the following year. Comic book heroes are traditionally inherently benevolent. They usually refuse to kill. The Punisher not only has no compunction about killing, but it was his singular purpose. His murderousness also puts him at odds with other heroes who can see him as little better than the crooks and killers that they encounter. As a result, he has battled fellow heroes like Daredevil, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and for some reason, Archie. I wonder who won when he fought Archie.
Does Archie have Jughead to back him up is the real question.
What is Archie's superpower? I don't know. Bubblegum pop, I guess. Anyway.
No Scooby-Doo crossover, though, I guess.
In 2017, let's bring this into the real world with cops. Catlettsburg, Kentucky, Police Chief Cameron Logan commissioned vinyl decals for the department's cruisers, a Punisher skull that read, Blue Lives Matter. Now, again, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter because there's an implication there that they matter more than other lives do. And I just think that that's wrong, especially when you are somebody out there who's supposed to be a public servant. What that says to me is that you care more about your club that you're in, and you're going to protect the blue lives and the blue line more than you're going to protect the community. Logan said, I consider it to be a warrior logo. That decal represents that we take any means necessary to keep our community safe. Well, exactly what is your community? Is it Catlettsburg, Kentucky? Or is it your police department? What is your community? He spoke as if he were commanding troops in a war zone. After a public backlash, he had the decals removed. That same year, in a small town in New York, Solvay, New York, the police department drew criticism for similar decals. There's clearly a war on police, said the police chief, and the criminal element attempting to infiltrate and destroy our communities, lifestyles, and quality of living, requiring men and women willing to stand up to evil and to protect the good of society. We know who the bad guys are. We're going to take them down, in other words. No need for the courts to get involved here with this. Taken at face value, these police departments see themselves as under assault from unchecked criminal forces. Isn't this the same mentality that Trump is selling the conservatives about what ICE is there for? Once you sell that, once people believe that, everything is up for grabs. And that mindset, the only way to survive is to treat the community like an occupied territory, to see civilians as potential threats, and to display a decal that signals your willingness to use unconstrained violence on anybody who gets in your way. And isn't that what we're seeing from Trump's federal police? The rhetoric we're seeing, the attitude we're seeing. You know, you're following me. You're using a camera on what I'm doing. So they ram these people with their cars and arrest them. Solvay's decals in particular featured a thin blue line in the skull design. As noted in Errol Morris's documentary of the same name, The Thin Blue Line, the phrase refers to the concept of the thin blue line of police that separates the public from anarchy. And, of course, in that documentary, which I've referred to many times, it was a guy who was put on death row because a police officer was killed. And they had to make it clear to everybody, you don't mess with the police. We got to find somebody, even if we got the wrong guy. We got to get somebody and punish them for the death of this cop. We're not going to let this go unsolved. And we're going to do it quick, too, quickly. We're not going to take the time. We got to find somebody right away, say they did it, and stick with that.
And didn't the person they got get let go because of the documentary and what he uncovered with that?
Yes. Errol Morris, as part of that documentary, he started to do a documentary on people on death row. And he saw this guy's case, and he believed him that he was innocent. And he started investigating, and he started, as part of his investigation, he interviewed other people. And he got the actual killer to confess on video. But then he also got Robert McNamara, the really big killer, the mass killer, to confess on video that Vietnam was started with a false flag in the Gulf of Tonkin. So he's a master in terms of getting people relaxed, and he's like a one-man truth serum. It truly is amazing.
Yeah, sure, I'll tell this guy with a camera my deepest, darkest secrets that could condemn me in the eyes of the population forever.
You know, that's the thing. Karen used to be a district personnel manager for a convenience store. When they would have theft in the store, they would bring all the people in, and they would polygraph them. And, of course, the polygraphs don't tell you anything. It's the skill of the person who's doing the interrogation, and it's the intimidation that is there. But he works kind of in the opposite way. Rather than intimidating somebody into telling the truth, because we're going to know if you're lying, he just relaxes them and gets them to tell the truth. I wish I knew how that worked. I'd like to try that tactic on a lot of politicians I know, besides Robert McNamara. Anyway, while the symbol is now ubiquitous, the design of a thin blue line and American flag originated in 2014. 3 years before it was incorporated into the Punisher skulls on police cars in Solvay. The Blue Line symbol, the Blue Line Punisher symbol, have been widely embraced by law enforcement community as a symbol of a war against those who hate law enforcement. It's how we show the world that we hold the line between good and evil. Well, here's the thing. It's if you're going to say that law enforcement is a wonderful thing and it's a line between good and evil, then you don't get to break the law as a cop. You are under the law as well. You're not a punisher that's been sent on a mission from God, also known as Donald J. Trump. The thin blue line narrative highlights the assumed differences between officers and citizens. It further progresses an us versus them mentality among officers, said a couple of criminologists who wrote in 2019. This is also my criticism of the Black Lives Matter. As I said before, if you're concerned about police brutality and singling out black people, if you're a minority, why wouldn't you join forces with a larger group? And why wouldn't you? Because because white people, in terms not as a percentage, but in terms of absolute numbers, had more people that were that suffered from excessive force of police than black people did. But it was a higher percentage with the black people. So why don't you all come together instead of making this about white versus black? I felt that Black Lives Matter was a misdirection. All of this stuff came from the Bill Ayers and these other revolutionaries, whose goal is not to solve societal problems. Their goal is to divide and conquer society. I always saw it as that. And I think same thing about this blue line thing, this Blue Lives Matter. So these two guys, these criminologists, Kurtz and Colburn, found that the blue line narrative relates to the idea that death surrounds officers as they go through their daily job, though statistically, that's not true. As a result, the narrative pushes a limited subset of society into seeking the profession. People that are more likely to be conservative justify physical violence and deadly force and are distrustful of the community, generally suspicious of those outside of law enforcement. Now imagine what that same symbol signifies when paired with the skull logo of extrajudicial murder. And again, I see people cheering this all the time. You know, they cheer the actions of ICE. They cheer the actions of Trump and Venezuela, Vinnie Nam, as they're blowing up ships left and right. They want this kind of conflict. You know, I think back to the case of Adrian Schoolcraft, the police officer in New York. He was the son of a cop, and he took it very seriously. And his dad was an old school cop, and he thought he was there to protect the community. He didn't have an us versus them mentality, and so he was not doing all the quota arrests that they had there in the department. They were telling him that they needed to have X number of arrests and so forth. And he didn't like what was happening. So they punished him by making him walk the beat. And he loved that. I mean, that's the old kind of policing that was done in the cities, maybe the middle of the 20th century and earlier, you know, when they first started with the bobbies in the UK. The UK has now completely adopted the American model. When we went in 1980, they were still walking the beat, unarmed and that type of stuff. Now they are in cars, carry guns, all the way. They act like American cops. But it all began with people who were basically peace officers who knew the people in the neighborhood as they walked the beat. And so Schoolcraft really liked that. They thought they were punishing him, but he really liked it. But they were doing all kinds of stuff, like saying on a holiday, you know, go out and round people up and bring them back and we'll figure out what we're going to charge them with afterwards. He started recording what the police were doing. And they eventually figured out that he was recording them. They came to his apartment and they questioned him. This is a guy who was like the number two in the police department. They questioned him and they took him off and put him in an insane asylum. They didn't know that he'd also put a second camera up on the shelf. His dad, after he disappeared, went to his apartment and investigated and found the camera that was up there. And so, you know, they got him out. There were stories that were done about it, not that many. I always tried to get a hold of them, but they have disappeared.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And his dad have gotten out there. They learned exactly like Frank Serpico what happens when you blow the whistle on a corrupt community of cops who think they are punishers, who think they are above the law, outside of the law, and act that way. So the punisher specifically contradicts what the police should represent. But if you look at this, they're actually telling us what they are. They're wearing their heart and their worldview on their sleeve. And we should believe them when we see this kind of stuff. Frank Castle, the cartoon character, does to bad guys and girls what we sometimes wish we could do legally, said a security official who worked in law enforcement, federal law enforcement. He said this in 2020. He said, Castle doesn't see shades of gray, which unfortunately the American justice system is littered with, and which tends to slow down and sometimes even hinder victims of crime from getting the justice that they deserve. Well, I firmly believe that it is better to let a guilty person game the system and go free than it is to allow the government to become criminal. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, we don't want to have criminals on the street. I understand that. Do you want to have an army of criminals who you cannot, you have absolutely no recourse against them, and they feel entitled to use any kind of force, including lethal force against you? That's what you are begging for when you get rid of the rule of law. That's what Trump is there to push. That's why this is an important article, I think. So police captain James Gilzewski later discovered that officers involved in assault, I skipped over something. In 2004, numerous off-duty Milwaukee police officers accused Frank Judd of stealing a wallet and a badge at a house party. They then assaulted him so badly that an emergency room physician resorted to taking photos because, quote, there were too many injuries to document in writing. So the police captain discovered the officers involved belonged to a clique within the department who called themselves, wait for it, the Punishers. They wear black caps and a skull on them, and they get carried away while on duty. This is a group of rogue officers within our agency who I would characterize as brutal and abusive, he said in a 2007 report. Reminds me very much of the sequel to Dirty Harry. You know, Dirty Harry had kind of this Punisher mentality, and, you know, the putting too many handcuffs on me, I can't get the bad guys type of thing. And so Eastwood, who is not an authoritarian guy, does a sequel follow-up, if you remember, Magnum Force, and that was 2 years later. So he did Dirty Harry in 71, Magnum Force in 73. And that was about when the cops become Punishers, when they become vigilantes, when they believe that they don't have to follow the law. And so Eastwood had Dirty Harry opposing them. You know, they thought Dirty Harry was a hero and they wanted to follow him. And I think Eastwood realized that he did not want to put that out there and push the police in that dark direction. In 2009, Sergeant Brent Raban of Florida's Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office reportedly bragged on Facebook about beating suspects in the course of his work. He wore a skull cap with the word punishment on it. Raban told investigators he was inspired by comic book characters like the Punisher. He was demoted, reassigned, and would be fired the following year. An arbitrator later ordered the department to reinstate him and to pay him $150,000 in back pay. Because, you see, there's a different standard of justice for cops than there is for other people. I have a law enforcement bill of rights that basically is the same people who wish to deny us our rights have got a all kinds of protections on steroids, really. As the actor that we began with alluded, the Punisher is also popular with members of the military. And we can see what is happening with that in Venezuela. I won't go into details of that. The article continues, but I'll leave it with that. That delicate thing, the rule of law, is dying. Who is killing it? Well, I would say the Trump administration is beating it to death, just like this clique of punishers in that police department. The rule of law has been an anomaly on the world scene, historically speaking. By the way, this is from The New American, Selwyn Duke. The Romans had it. In fact, they essentially gave us the concept of the rule of law. It is a norm today, too, in the lands that they most influenced, those of the modern West, but with the default for man being the rule of men, there's ever the threat of regression to or a behavioral relapse, as we could call it. Enter the 21st century, where the rule of law has been eroding notably. Most observers, left, right, and center, agree on this proposition, too. They just disagree as to who is at fault. And so he talks about a conservative commentator, Susan Quinn, who believes that it is solely the left that is destroying the rule of law. She says, as for leftist protestations to the contrary, are they projections, she said? Well, she cites Chuck Schumer's 2020 attack on the Supreme Court when they were about, it was leaked that they were going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And he called for people to threaten them. He said, we know where you live and all the rest of this stuff. Well, Barack Obama also tried intimidating the court over Obamacare. But Heritage Foundation, which Quinn cites, points out the U.S. is tragically beginning to mirror South America. The weaponization of government has spread from Latin America to the U.S., it writes, drawing parallels between Brazilian censorship and Mark Zuckerberg's revelations and Google's recent admissions all reveal government complicity. That is, the FBI and other Biden officials actually pressured big tech figures to suppress speech contrary to their agenda. I'm sorry. This all started in 2018 in a big way. It started in August 6th when InfoWars was hit. And then before the midterms in October, they took out another 800 sites. And these were sites that were not pro-Trump. These were sites that were against the military-industrial complex's agenda and against the police surveillance state. Now, this has been going on for a long time, and all of this stuff continued during the Trump administration through the COVID issue and the lockdowns and all the rest of the stuff, censoring people who were speaking the truth. And as I said before, we're going to have Dr. Brian Hooker from Children's Health Defense is going to be joining us in the third hour. They know that firsthand. Is any of this surprising? Leftists are infamous for talking about situational values and ethics, talking about shades of gray, social constructs, relative truth. And if people actually believe morality is relative, why would we think that they would treat the law as absolute? Yet in fairness, it is not just the leftists. I remember, for example, a conservative writing a Free Republic years ago saying, constitutionalism is good sometimes. He said, well, that's a bit like saying that fidelity to your wife is good sometimes. Of course, if you're only faithful sometimes, you're not faithful at all, which is where Trump is. And that's why I said his the way, not just the fact that he was divorced, which has become unfortunately very common in our society, but the way he came after his wives afterwards, the way that he threw them under the bus and publicly tried to humiliate them. I said, that is very telling. And we saw him doing this to everybody that was in his administration. First, he builds them up and flatters them excessively. And then he attacks them and follows them down the road, throwing rotten tomatoes at them. The rule of law is fading in America because virtue is fading. Without it, without morality in the people, we will regress to the mean of the rule of law. For to whatever extent virtue does not govern, animal instinct will. And in the wild, the might of the mightiest makes right. And they're absolutely right about that. New American. It's such a... It's the fundamental problem, I think, of our time. And that is the lack of morality, ethics, and the symptom of all that is the lack of the rule of law. Well, the largest trucking capacity purge in history is coming. This is from FreightWaves, and they're looking at the problems that are going to happen for the brokers and the shipping companies and everything, but it's going to be raising the cost of shipping significantly for consumers. That's going to be like a value-added tax going through our distributed just-in-time supply chains. It will be good for the truckers, though. They need some relief because they have been severely hurt by these open borders and immigrations and people being brought in who can't drive. The freight industry is experiencing what experts describe as one of the most interesting times ever, though unfortunately not in a positive way for most of the participants. Motor carriers and freight brokers across the spectrum are feeling the significant pain from weak freight volumes and a rapidly changing operating climate. What we're witnessing appears to be a calm before a significant storm, with indicators pointing toward what could become the largest capacity washout in trucking history. Now, this is a story that goes beyond the trucking industry, because what it does is this tells us better than any lying statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics or the people who go through and look at the inflation rate or whatever and prices, people who calculate CPI, people who calculate unemployment figures. This tells us better than anything what is happening to the economy. Freight is crashing, like about 20%. And so this could really be catastrophic for the drivers. It will be catastrophic for the companies that have hired a bunch of illegals if they continue to follow through on this as they have begun and as they have promised to do. But again, the freight volumes have dropped a staggering 18%. That's because of the economy. That's because of the tariffs, the effects of Trump. And so the combination of that and the fact that a lot of these companies are going to be losing most of their drivers. And these are the companies that decided that they were going to cut the throat of American drivers and hire illegal aliens who don't even speak English. Good riddance. That's all I can say. But it is an interesting snapshot of what is going on in the economy. These people who are non-domiciled, as they call them, are approximately 5% of all the registered commercial driver's licenses in the U.S. So that's quite a few of them. The shift toward a more traditional supply and demand balance may ultimately lead to improved profitability for the carriers that survive, but likely the ones who have gamed the system, who have thrown American truckers under the bus, may not survive. I'm fine with that. let the market speak. Yeah.
It also just goes to show how insane these Marxists are that think we're post-scarcity. And the fact that Karl Marx, all those years ago, was postulating, oh, we're post-scarcity now. In 2025, we are not post-scarcity, Karl Marx. We are still at a very tenuous balance of trying to make sure that things get where they need to go, because if not, a lot of people are going to be very unhappy, to say the least.
That's right.
And this is the great thinker. Their great thinker, the man that they think revolutionized political ideology. All he did was say, give me that.
Yeah.
I deserve that. You should take that. That's all this. He was a thief.
He never produced anything except
lies.
He
couldn't even bother to take care of his own children. That's who these people worship and idolize. Yeah. A man that would not take care of his own children. He's a despicable, reprehensible man and a fool, an idiot.
But hey, we're at post-scarcity now with AI, though. Now, though, you can give all your freedom to the government.
I know it hasn't happened before, and we weren't close, but now...
That's what George Gilder says, as a matter of fact, about the Silicon Valley people. He calls them neo-Marxists because they believe that same fundamental idea. It's not, though, this time it's not because of the factory, but it's because of what they build that we are post-scarcity.
It's always these people that get so entrenched in their own...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Own industry and ideology, so they think it's going to be us. We're the ones that are going to do it. We're so important. Yeah. We're going to fix the world. You're not. You're not going to do it. Human nature is broken. It's only going to be fixed when Christ comes back. That's what's right. Going to fix it. Everything else is simply a scam. But we've got a lot of comments. We've got Bulldog saying, breaking, recent announcement by UN Gutierrez warns of mandatory climate reduction measures for manufacturing. More to come.
Yeah, he's not giving up.
No. Come on.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Yeah. I think, you know, you got to give credit to Gates. You know, he can read the trends there. And so, you know, he put himself in the right position, even though he didn't create any software, he stole it. But he did put himself in the right position. And he understands that people see what's being done to them in the name of climate change, and they don't see
it's beginning
the
to feel
change.
A little bit like when I started to get shoved in a locker.
Well, they hit him in the face with that pie. I've seen that meme so many times, and people put up there, this is the moment that Bill Gates decided that he wanted to destroy all humanity.
It was a different time in American history. People were throwing shoes at George Bush, pies at Bill Gates. It was a good time to be alive. Bulldog, the climate lie is still being enforced by the UN. They're not going to stop. The UN apparently don't care what Bill Gates had to say about it being untrue. Mm-hmm. UN true. Skunk.
That's not UN true. That's not... That is the way it goes.
Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens. Anyone not into Substack, get on it. That's right. You can follow The David Knight Show on Substack. Just look it up, The David Knight Show Substack.
And thank you for reminding us, because we do such a poor job of taking care of business. For the longest time, we monetized a podcast years ago. I guess it took us about a year to monetize a podcast. And they would put a few ads in it. And I didn't realize how they had increased the number of ads. They just kept building them and building them until it got to an absurd level, I think. And so I used to, I'm not uploading the show anymore, but I would go back in and I would cut the commercials out significantly because I just thought it was excessive. But if you want to get the show without any commercials, we have set it up on, is it on podcast, Substack now?
Substack has a completely ad-free podcast, so yeah. You can go there.
We do make it available to our Subscribestar people and have for quite some time. But
I think I need to change how that's set up, though. I think maybe if I could give them a direct download link that's available for a week or something like that, that'd be a better, more efficient setup than what we have. If you're in the...
Well, will they get that with Substack?
No, that would be a different thing.
Oh, okay.
But specifically for our Subscribestar people, I could probably provide them a direct download link that way they could have it and might be more efficient than what we're doing now. So if you're in the chat and you have any feelings about that, let us know.
Well, we could use Mega for that, just like we did for the Christmas album. But anyway, if you want to support the show and get the show ad-free, we're now posting it up on Substack, so you can get a subscription there on Substack.
It's currently free on Substack, but that will be changing.
It is no longer currently free on Substack.
So we have these business meetings all the time, right?
We go through, we talk about things, and then nothing gets decided, and then eventually...
Then somebody takes action, and we're all catching up, so That's fine. So now tell us what the status is.
Substack, if you're a subscriber, you get the podcast, the full show, ad-free. And that's where you can find it. Substack.com/The David Knight Show, if I remember the URL off the top of my head. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay, good. You'll find the link at davidknight.news, though.
Yeah. And you should probably be able to find it if you type the, you know, David Knight Show Substack into your search engine of choice.
Yeah.
The real Octo Spook, law-abiding citizens' lives matter.
Yeah.
Bulldog, the cops will do what they're told to, as we've seen.
Yep.
Pezzo Novante, 1776. Dick Cheney, dead at 84.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it's,
oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, either way.
Oh, no. But, anyway.
Yeah, he has a long list of people that he has sent before him, hasn't he? I guess they're going to have a stock split at Halliburton in his honor.
Maybe. My question is, that guy he shot in the face, do you think he's sitting there like, that's right, I win, Cheney.
He shot in the face?
Yeah, there was a hunting accident.
I didn't know he shot him in the face.
I'm pretty sure it was the face, got him with bird shot.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be misremembering, but my memory says that Dick Cheney shot the guy in the face with bird shot, and then the guy apologized to Dick Cheney. He's like, I'm sorry my head got in the way of your gun.
Yeah, you better apologize to him.
Which, you know, that just goes to show you.
A guy that's personification of evil. I know that Keith Cairns' brother did a cartoon of Dick Cheney as Darth Vader. It was really funny. Just a little Darth Vader.
How insanely evil do you have to be to shoot someone and they apologize to you? Just, I should not have put my head there.
Yep. Yep.
So Bogus says, punishment is for the courts, not police. Unbelievable.
That's
the
right.
Overall narrative is that people are inherently bad, and without police around to crack skulls, you can't be safe. Well,
yeah.
People are inherently bad. So
that's right.
I've got bad news on that front.
But it is, you know, the police against, you know, they're good, and the community is evil. That's the narrative.
The police are also inherently bad.
Yeah.
Human nature is inherently bad.
That's right.
As such, you need a modifying force upon it. Honor Seeker, Dirty Harry was also about when our justice system and political correctness ran amok. Was Dirty Harry more predictive with what would eventually come rather than reactionary?
Yeah, there's a great clip of when they're selling the female police officer and he's not buying it. Remember that clip?
Yeah. Something like, how long you been on the force?
Yeah, exactly.
They're just like, she hasn't done anything. She hasn't experienced anything. They're just putting her out there because this will be great for PR.
That was a wonderful takedown of DEI. That's what what that was.
Yeah,
it's the same problems with no solution, no real solutions, and the same fake solutions being pushed that you see over and over again.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's the thing. As a general rule, a solution to a problem is going to be quite complex. So if someone comes to you with a very simple, look, all we got to do is this, chances are they're trying to grift you. And if they say, and give me money to make this happen, 99% they're trying to grift you.
That's right.
Narrow way, narrow gate ministries. Rule of law has been replaced by rules for thee, the people, and not for me, the government, which is unrighteousness, lawlessness, the spirit of Antichrist.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Assyrian girl, the founding fathers went on record to say that our form of government can only exist as long as the populace is moral and virtuous. Yeah, I believe was it Benjamin Franklin?
I think it was Adams.
Might have been. Yeah, you're right, I think. John Adams said this.
Of course, Franklin said it's a republic if you can keep it.
Yeah. And Adams said, you know, the Constitution is only suitable to the governing of a moral people.
I believe that was Adams, yeah.
Yeah. We have not such a moral people anymore. Guard Goldsmith says, I would disagree with David here. The trucking industry is in trouble is because of the federal regulation layer cake, and the only thing that has kept their costs low enough to avoid costs by hiring migrants. And
well, I think the federal government is always putting regulations in, but I don't support putting people who can't drive or read signs on the street. They need to be pulled off yesterday. And so I really don't have any sympathy for that.
If you're actively making the roads a much less safe place so that you can stay in business, there should be some consequences for that. I mean, I get that they're having economic problems.
Well, everything the government does is supposed to be for our safety, except this. This would be one place where you could have cops pulling people over that I would agree with. Only one. The rest of the time, leave us alone.
And I believe, actually, even the sovereign citizen crowd tend to believe that trucking, you know, when you're engaged in commerce in a vehicle, that's when the cops have some jurisdiction to pull you
over. They'll say, I'm not driving. I'm traveling. Yes, I'm traveling, and you don't have any right to tell me how I can travel or whether I can travel.
Which, if you pursue that line of argumentation, good luck. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for you if you do that. Well, you are going to lose, though.
You're absolutely right, but they're up against a crooked system.
Yeah, you are not going to
listen to their arguments.
Yeah. You're not going to win that fight. It's going to be long and difficult, and it's going to ruin your life. But if you want to take that stand, that's great. I think that is honorable and incredible.
Yes.
Good for you.
And I've known a lot of people who've taken that route and gone to jail. Whether it's against the IRS, typically was what they would do.
One of the
Peter Schiff's father, Erwin Schiff. He used to come to the Libertarian conventions and read from his court transcript outside like on a soapbox. And it's like, I felt really sorry for him, and he was right legally, and he was hardcore about it.
Libertarian conventions are a very strange place. You have all these weird esoterics. It's like a gaggle of wizards and hermits scuttle in from the woods.
Yeah.
And they're all just together.
And you've been to one.
Uh-huh.
I see this as much the same thing as if, a company started dumping a bunch of chemicals in the town's water supply because that was the only way that they could stay in business because of some new government regulation. There should still be consequences for the crimes that they committed.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I'm all for deregulation. I think truckers are... It's just really burdensome, the regulations that they
have. And, of course, you can find Guard Goldsmith on Rumble, Liberty Conspiracy, 6 p.m. daily. Go check him out there and on Twitter at Guard Goldsmith. Go check him out.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back to talk about what's going on with 60 Minutes, what's going on with the Mom Danny Mania. This has really got everybody upset. I've never seen a mayoral race, even in a big city, that has got people this exercised about what's going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Defending the American dream.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And the sweet sounds of Motown. Find them on the Oldies channel at APSradio.com.
Well, welcome back. And I wanted to thank people who have sent us contribution by mail. Mary N., Joel B., HD from NC, and Dale L. Thank you very much. I have a long list of people I'm getting behind on Zelle. Put it together on Monday, and for 2 days now I've forgotten to bring it in with me in the studio, and did not print it out. And I wanted to thank Mary. Thank you so much for always sends a nice letter, very concerned about my health and many tips, and gave me a tip as to where I could find Lambroquinase at a discount. So thank you very much. I really do appreciate the kind words, the letters, and your concern. Thank you very much. Let's talk a little bit about Elon Musk. Elon Musk did Joe Rogan again. And I guess the question is, what is he smoking this time? You know, he went on before and they smoked pot together. Well, this time Elon Musk is blowing smoke about immigration. And I say he's blowing smoke about it. He's saying that the Democrats want open borders and uncontrolled immigration. And he's absolutely right. And he's right about the destructive aspect of that. However, remember that he and Ramaswamy, when Ramaswamy was running for president, the two of them got together and they all agreed that American workers just are not up to the task and they need to bring in people from other countries using H-1B visas. And so he wants to replace us in a different way from the top down. He said there'll be cases where they will be overzealous in expelling illegals, but if you say that the standard must be perfection for expelling illegals, then you won't get rid of anybody because perfection is impossible. Well, we're not saying that perfection is a standard. We're saying that the law is the standard. And we're saying that due process needs to be preserved. It's going to be preserved imperfectly. But you need to have that standard that is external to it's what we were just talking about. That's how little people have appreciation people have for the rule of law. So if the cops can't follow the law, folks, get rid of the cops. Keep the law. Musk supports the H-1B stuff. He supports robots taking your job. He was one of the earliest and biggest supporters of universal basic income. He and people like Michael Bloomberg, you know, another mayor of New York City, which people are freaking out about this Mom Danny guy. When you look at the Marxists that have been there, de Blasio was a full-on Marxist. He honeymooned in Cuba with Castro. And when you look at what Bloomberg has done, he worked with London's Sadiq Khan to set up this C40s organization, which wants to tell you that you can't have meat, you can't have milk, you can only travel once every 3 years for 900 miles, you can only get 3 articles of clothing a year. I mean, we're talking about drastic measures. Of course, no cars, right? And, you know, this is the kind of evil, along with universal basic income, that Michael Bloomberg was putting out there. So, again, I'm a little bit surprised at how people are freaking out about Mom Danny, because we've had such horrible mayors in New York. And so, again, when you go back to Musk, he supports the surveillance state. He even supports surveilling your brain with a brain link. And when we look at dark enlightenment, let's not get so caught up in this false political landscape, this paradigm of left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican. That is not sufficient to explain where people are. And that's one of the reasons why people can't figure out what's going on with the technocrats, people like Musk and Thiel, because they don't fit conveniently under these labels. They go across a lot of these things, but they're very authoritarian. But the false left-right paradigm is just insufficient for people to understand the danger of Elon Musk. But I think as we're looking at this Mom Danny thing, I think that when you see the reactions of people this last week to Tucker Carlson and platforming Nick Fuentes, and you got both Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, as well as the Republican Jewish Coalition, are really freaking out about this, and they are coming for Tucker Carlson. And you know, if you listen to this program, that I don't have any trust at all for Tucker Carlson because of his background. Not just the fact that his dad was CIA, that's an important thing, but the fact that he completely towed the line in order to get a paycheck when he was at Fox News. And now he's off the reservation. He wants to reinvent himself. He's out there. He's even going to do a 9/11 documentary. The guy who shut down any questioning of 9/11 for the longest time. So with all this happening in the U.S., I'm really amazed at how fixated these people are on Mom Danny, on Nick Fuentes, and on Carlson, how Shapiro, Levin, and others are. And I think that has more to do with Mom Danny's perspective on the state of Israel than it has to do with him being a socialist and a Marxist. So I think they missed their opportunity. Shapiro and Levin, if they want to support Israel, they should have given them advice and said, hey, you need to pull off of what you're doing. Everybody sees that you are mass murdering civilians and children. So maybe you should stop that. We had that from John Stewart. He says, if you want Israel to survive, they're becoming a pariah because of the way that this war is being conducted. So stop it. But they never said that. But they've had quite a bit to say in terms of anti-free speech and deplatforming people. As a matter of fact, Ben Shapiro just used his entire program to come after Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes because the two of them were on opposite sides, but then Tucker Carlson invited him in for an interview. A little clip that I saw, I'm not going to play it for you, but, you know, I thought you were Fed. No, I thought you were Fed. It's a comedy routine. It's crazy. I think they're both controlled opposition, whether they realize it or not. And as we've said before, I have absolutely no use for Fuentes. He's somebody that Alex Jones would bring in frequently, and I refuse to interview this guy. He's somebody who also was one of the people hanging around with Alex Jones when he's doing the Stop the Steal grift and deception. People like Nick Fuentes, Ali Alexander were going everywhere with Alex Jones to deceive their followers. They call themselves Goypers, they're white supremacists.
There's also a good bit of evidence that Ali Alexander is a predator pedophile.
Yeah.
That Nick Fuentes knew about it and still put him in a position at America First where he could interact with a lot of young, impressionable guys.
Well, if you look at how much Nick Fuentes hates women, maybe there's an explanation there.
Oh, yeah.
For that.
If Nick Fuentes isn't closeted, then there's something strange.
You know, he just, pretty much every group he has nothing but hatred for. Jews, Hindus, Christians of certain types, brown people, blacks, America's foreign policy, and America's constitution. He admires Hitler and Stalin. I mean, the guy is a basket case, but he's a very nasty little guy. So a lot of people who were are not happy with their lives love to see Nick Fuentes and his sharp tongue go after the people that they dislike as well, which is pretty much everybody.
If you're
else.
A fan of Nick Fuentes, and don't get me wrong, I can understand why you might be. I can understand. I've seen clips. He says good things sometimes. He's right on things, but that's what makes him dangerous. He's not completely
wrong. Well, anybody
wrong.
Can be right occasionally.
He says some.
Look where they're coming from.
He says some things that I absolutely agree with. He's very, very good at pointing out the control AIPAC and Israel has over the United States. But saying that and pointing that stuff out is not enough. That doesn't make you a person worth listening to if that's all you do. I encourage you all, if you are a fan of Nick Fuentes, look into his Sussy Squad. Look into Black Swan. Look into how he treated Jaden McNeil. Look how he's treated everyone that comes into America first and then leaves. Look at his connections with Ethan Ralph. Ethan Ralph, revenge pornographer, abuser. This man is a horrible monster of a human being.
Yeah.
So bad that he had to flee the country to live in a tin shack in Mexico to avoid child support and court cases. That's who Nick Fuentes willingly has associated with.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Yeah, that's the type of people he is willing to associate with.
And, you know, I was just reading a quote here from Ben Shapiro about Gorypers, white supremacists. They hate women, Jews, Hindus, many types of Christians, etc. And, you know, the thing is that then he goes after Tucker Carlson for platforming him. But we saw the same thing with Alex Jones. They platform people like this. I mean, Alex Jones platformed not just Nick Fuentes, but he platformed Milo Yiannopoulos when he was going through these issues of pedophilia accusations and so forth. And he's brought in Blair White multiple times, this transvestite trainee. And anything that will get views, he will do, because that's all that matters. And that's exactly where Tucker Carlson is coming from. The two of them will tell you the truth so they can mislead you at a critical juncture. That's the way I view both of them. So again,
the fact that they're both, that Tucker Carlson and Fuentes are now just kind of buddy-buddy, like you said, I thought you were a Fed. Oh, isn't this funny?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how that happens? Well, the truth is, buddy, they're both Feds. They're both Feds. This was all about controlling their viewership. Anyone that saw Nick Fuentes say, Tucker Carlson is a Fed, that thought Tucker was a Fed, goes, yeah. Fuentes is speaking truth to power, and the exact opposite is true for Tucker Carlson. Fans of Tucker saw him calling Nick out, who's an obvious Fed, go, wow, yeah, Tucker Carlson speaking truth to power. And so they keep both of their audiences locked in.
That's right.
And now they get to come together, and maybe their audiences go, oh, okay, I guess they're friends now. Maybe they're both good guys.
Well, the way Shapiro puts it, he says, Carlson acts like an ideological launderer for other people's evils. Well, that's true, you know, and we've seen this over and over again. I mean, you know, you had Alex Jones would bring on people like David Duke or Louis Farrakhan, for example. Again, anybody, you know, you can bring on somebody who's selling the transgender agenda as long as it gets eyeballs, okay? And if it's controversial and people hate what you're doing, just make sure you spell my name right. You know, that's the attitude that these people have. So I agree with Shapiro's characterization of these two guys. I do not agree with Shapiro because he puts Israel first. I don't agree with Levin. The two of them have been just pulling their hair out, especially Mark Levin. I guess what little he's got.
Mark Levin!
And over Tucker and over Fuentes. And, you know, and I disregard, I think Mark Levin is wrong on so many things, not just Israel first, but also on having a constitutional convention, I think is a foolish, dangerous idea from the get-go. Who would be writing that constitution? It'd be the same people who refuse to follow the one that we've got right now. They've already shown their contempt for it.
I, for one, would love to see the Constitution rewritten by Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that be great, guys?
Yeah. Well, how about Mike Johnson?
Oh, boy. Maybe we get Lindsey Graham to author something. Wouldn't you love to see what amendment Lindsey Graham might add to the Constitution? This is the Lockheed Amendment. It says Lockheed gets to sell us bombs and we have to use them.
Who needs Washington and Jefferson?
That's right. That's right. So he says he takes other people's hideous ideas and he softens them up and he treats them with loving care. Then he provides them with a massive signal boost. And again, that's what Alex does. That's what Joe Rogan does as well, right? And so he says he'll ask a series of wildly obsequious questions to Nick Fuentes. He'll even let Fuentes support for Joseph Stalin slide. Well, I got to say, if you saw when Tucker Carlson went to Russia, I thought he was a bit obsequious about that as well. I remember when he went through the
subway.
To be
fair, when you're in Russia and the leader of this somewhat authoritarian country is in front of you, I might be a little obsequious to Vladimir Putin myself. He's not my authoritarian leader.
Well, it wasn't even when Putin was there, but he went through the subway. He said, look at this beautiful architecture thing. And they zoom in on that mosaic of Lenin, I think it was. If I remember correctly, it's been a while since I looked at that, but I was like, what is he doing? A loving shot of Vladimir Lenin as he lost it.
My ancestors. Yes.
So, again, I share a lot of those concerns about it. However, when I saw what the Republican Jewish Coalition was doing, I had a big problem with this, especially when you look at Randy Fine, who is, has something
to say. Here for the kids down here, because it's easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left. I want to talk about the dark force rising on our side. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right. But it is not enough to speak in platitudes.
Oh man,
and generalities.
He's got the red MAGA yarmulke.
We must call evil by its name. 5 years ago, if I was talking to my father, who's watching, hi dad, if I was talking to my
father, America goy again.
At 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I gotta go. Tucker Carlson's gonna be on. But make no mistake, today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen...
I'm sure Nick was seething when he got that award.
Take on the mantle of leader... of a modern-day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake. Tucker is not MAGA.
Everyone knows the first tenet is MAGA, is Israel.
Tucker's fall from grace has been one of the most extraordinary implosions in political history. And the rapidity of it has created real challenges.
They've all got professionally printed signs that say Tucker is not MAGA, too. Did you see them all waving?
I even deal with this with my colleagues in the House. See, they remember the Tucker of 5 years ago. They don't live with anti-Semitism every day. They don't think about it the way that we do. And it's jarring for them to try to understand, how did this person become who he is today? But the challenge is he's inspired a movement of hate in our midst. And I'm not done calling people out.
One of the most insane things to me about this continual anti-Semitism, is it's these massively wealthy, well-connected, powerful people sitting there complaining that some plumber in Iowa thinks Israel might have too much influence on the American government, and they're going to ruin his life for it. It's just so utterly absurd. Oh, no. Now, Joe Bob and his little small business over here has an opinion I don't like. So Miriam Adelson is going to crush him.
Yeah, and we're going to use the government to crush him as well. We've got to suspend the First Amendment. This is the problem I have with these Zionists who come here and say, we're going to stop you from criticizing our political entity, our foreign government, by destroying your First Amendment. And we're going to do that by buying people in Congress and buying the president. That's what they're doing. So RJCs, that's the Republican Jewish Coalitions, Norm Coleman, this is an article from Information Liberation. boasted before the JNS International Policy Summit in Jerusalem in April that the masters of the universe are Jews. Now, isn't this a trope? Right? Isn't this the first sign of anti-Semitism to say that the Jews run everything?
I must have missed the yarmulke on He-Man when I watched the cartoon.
I can play this video if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
A majority of Gen Z have an unfavorable impression of Israel. And my friends, I think the reason for that is that we're losing the digital war. Okay, they're getting their information from TikTok and whatever it is, and we're losing that war. When you think about it, the masters of the universe are Jews. You know, we've got Altman at AI, we got Zuckerberg, we got Sergey Brin, we got the group across the board, Jan Combs, you know, founded WhatsApp. It's us. And we have to figure out a way to win the digital battle. Amelia, we got to get our digital sneakers on so that the truth can prevail over the lies. And when we do that, the future of Israel will be stronger because a majority of all Americans.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Will support Israel. We'll make that happen. We have to make it happen. Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Thank you.
So they're going to use the people who have created social media. They're going to use them like they'll use Hollywood. And they'll say, well, it's us. We should bring this to bear to use political propaganda, to use canceling and censorship against people in order to make them like what we're doing and not criticize. I have a real big problem with that. And, of course, Randy Fine is talking about how he wants to cancel people. There he is. Says there's the reason first time I shook Netanyahu's hand, I did not wash it until I could touch the heads of my children. This is the kind of idolatry, political idolatry that we're talking about here.
That is so utterly sickening.
Yeah.
Just this, who says that? How
Randy
out
Fine.
To lunch do you have to be to say something like that?
Yeah. One would think that after shaking hands with Netanyahu, the first thing you would want to do is a long, long hot shower.
Well,
it's also just,
I don't know, does the blood come off?
That video.
Or is it indelibly etched on his hand?
It can't be washed off.
Yeah.
That video reminds me of an article, and I forget where it was or who wrote it, but there's an article that basically, it's a Jewish guy saying, you know, who runs Hollywood? Well, the Jews do. We do. You know, I'm tired of pretending we don't. We deserve the credit for this. We've created this big, beautiful machine, and, you know, it's ours, and, you know. And he just full-on outlines it. He says what you will get in trouble for saying, but because he's Jewish and he's bragging about it, it's okay. And that's what this guy is doing. He says, you know, we're the masters of the universe. We should be running this. We should be in charge. They should be buying our narrative. Why aren't they? It's because we haven't adapted to the new medium of the times. And that's what they're realizing. That's what they're saying. It's not, you know, oh, we failed. It's, we just got to change things up. Hollywood, it's old hat. Kids aren't watching these movies. And if they are, they're on their phones the entire time. They're not paying attention. You need to get them in a way that they'll understand. He's simply saying, we need more Jewish influencers on TikTok selling this.
That's right. And Meta and Facebook even has a Jewish diaspora chief, Jordana Cutler. She told Israelis at the same event that she used her position to carve out, quote, specific protections for Israelis and Jews, unquote. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. This has always been...
If you say that Jews run the media, we will blacklist you. Yeah. We will make it so you can't post.
But we can say that. We can say that. So he just boasted about them being the masters of the universe. But if you say that they run the world or control the media, no. Well, they call for control of the media. And so in the same way, you've got these people like Mark Levin and so forth. They're demanding that people be canceled. And look, I think that's a very different thing than boycott. If you don't like what Tucker Carlson does, says, or Nick Fuentes, don't watch them, don't support them, whatever. I agree with that. I agree with boycotts. But, of course, the Israeli people do not like it when people boycott the state of Israel. Oh, that's anti-Semitism if you boycott the state of Israel. I think a boycott is a perfectly legitimate response to things that you don't like from a corporation or from a foreign country or whatever. But when they're talking about banning people, that is something that is completely different, banning and canceling people, especially when they're bragging about how much influence they can exercise at social media. To deperson somebody because of your political power that you can exercise in a back room, I think that is absolutely reprehensible. It may not be illegal, unfortunately. It should be, but it is certainly reprehensible.
Maybe they just need to get all the Zoomers together in one area and they can just show them Schindler's List a few times, and that'll get them back on board.
Well, she spoke at the RJC summit on the importance of free expression while combating anti-Semitism and saying that they were going to ban people who said that we're actually running the world as they run the world and then boast about it.
Except it was even more on the nose than that. We'll ban anyone from social media if they say that we have influence over social media.
Ted Cruz is now doing the whole silence is video meme attack to come after Tucker Carlson at the Republican Jewish Coalition. And again, this is Chris Minahan who went through and documented all this stuff in his article at Information Liberation. Zionist Reverend Johnny Moore said to the Republican Jewish Coalition, listen to this, I promise as an evangelical Christian to not try to convert anyone. So again, this is somebody who is worshiping a political entity and not the Lord Jesus Christ. And he also doesn't care about these people, or he is a rank unbeliever. Because if he believed Christ, if he loved these people that he's talking to, first thing he would do is try to convert them to Christ, to turn them towards Christ. But he doesn't want to do that. He says, every blessing in my Christian life is the byproduct of your Jewish religion. This is the kind of racism, idolatry, and ethnic superiority that many Christians are guilty of. They don't understand, yes, Israel was chosen as a means by God to tell us about the coming Messiah, who would be a blessing to everyone. However, these people have substituted the actual Messiah for a political state, and they're doing it to protect this. And so you have Christians who are substituting Israel for a political, who are substituting Israel for Christ, and they're doing it for political purposes. So, go ahead, Lance.
Is Johnny Moore, and I am a Christian Zionist.
I'm not. I'm a Christian. It's like we say,
I want to thank
social
you
justice.
For
You're
having
not for
me
justice.
Here tonight. I know inviting a reverend for Shabbat is a little unorthodox, pun intended. I promise, though, I brought my own wine. Actually, I'm a Baptist, so I brought grape juice. But I'm also not going to try to turn your water into anything tonight.
So
I also promise, as an evangelical Christian, to not try to convert anyone to anything unless you're a Democrat, and then all bets are off.
I can't take this guy. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut this off. Lindsey Graham threatened prospective anti-Israel GOP candidates, telling them, I'm in the Hitler sucks wing of the Republican Party. He's in the eternal war wing. He ought to be buddies with Hitler. I mean,
I'm sorry. The funniest thing is like the fact that he's saying, I mean, the Hitler sucks wing of the Republican Party implies there's a Hitler was awesome wing of the Republican Party. Like there's just some Republican senator somewhere sitting in his office like that Hitler guy had some good ideas.
Well, that's what he wants you to believe.
Yeah, that's what he wants you to believe. Exactly. What did Hitler do? He started World War II, right? What does Lindsey Graham want to do? He has tried over and over again to start World War III. He is buddies with Hitler. You know, he is on the same ideological page as Hitler.
Netanyahu's going to get me such a beautiful war. It's going to be so big. Lockheed Martin's going to sell so many bombs.
He says, if you ever run for office as a Republican, you embrace this weird stuff, we're going to beat your brains out, says Lindsey. And he had more to say
about
this.
I'm sure Lindsey's a real tough guy.
Oh, he is. You know, he doesn't go fight in the wars that he starts, but he's really good at killing.
He recognized Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Why? Because if you got a problem with that, take it up with God. He's the guy that did it, not Trump.
I thought Trump was God to you people.
I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes.
Killing all the right people.
Trump is my favorite president. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
So excited by that.
He loves that, doesn't he?
As a cult
just giddy
of Republicans, some Baptists, some Jewish, we organize ourselves around principles that we love and we cherish. We love individual freedom. We love entrepreneurship. We love capitalism.
We love Israel.
We love Israel.
I knew that.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I was coming.
The idea of Israel.
Not America. Not America. He loves Israel, and he loves war more than anything. That's the thing that really gets him going. With any luck, you know, we can kill even more people with nuclear weapons. That's what he wants. Yeah, we've run out of bombs, and we didn't even run out of bombs in World War II, he said. Well, we were a different country then. I think if we're going to find out that if we want to have a war, we don't have the manufacturing capacity. That's your problem, Lindsey. Well, on your watch, that all happened. So Newsmax's CEO, Chris Ruddy, was also there. He said that Mark Levin is a real conservative, not Tucker Carlson or Candace Owen. Tucker doesn't think that Jews are the chosen people of God, said Ruddy. Imagine that. Well, again, the question is, you know, when we say Israel, we say, what do you mean by Israel? Do you mean an ethnic group? Do you mean a political designation? Do you mean some people who follow and listen to God, who believe in God? What is it that you mean? You need to define what Israel is. And when you talk about a chosen people, what were they chosen for?
Yeah, is it racial? Geographical?
What was their why did God choose them? He chose them to tell the world about the Messiah. And they don't want the Messiah anymore. And evidently, neither does Chris Ruddy. So then, you know, Levin isn't even conservative. As I said before, this is a guy who is a big believer in big government. He wants to rewrite the Constitution. He's got his liberty amendments. But the whole idea of a constitutional convention is a disaster. So He said, Chris Minahan quoted Chris Ruddy saying, "These folks are spreading old lies and anti-Semitic claims like the ones that Jews secretly control everything." Wait a minute. Didn't we just settle that?
they can't make up their minds.
They control everything, but then they don't control everything. And we're going to punish people on social media because we control social media and we're the masters of the universe, but we don't control everything.
Well, you see, the dichotomy is if you're Jewish, you're allowed to point out that you run everything. It's great. You should. Right. But if you're not Jewish, you must never acknowledge it. You must never point that out.
Yeah. So here's Lindsey Graham, not Lindsey Graham, Mark Levin with his typical nasty sneers.
"For 6 months, I've been fighting these bastards, whether it's Tucker Carlson or whether it's Nick Fuentes, and I've been looking over my shoulder looking for help. And you know what I found? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
We're here today to do something about this. What do you mean we don't cancel people?
Listen to this.
We canceled David Duke. Donald Trump canceled David Duke. We canceled Pat Buchanan. We canceled the John Birch Society. We canceled Joseph."
Wait a minute. Warren. I like those people.
"Pornography on TV."
Not David Duke.
"We canceled
not David Duke.
All the damn time. Hitler admirers, Stalin admirers, Jew haters, American haters, Churchill haters. You're damn right we're going to cancel them and deplatform them."
You cancel people because you can't handle free speech, you demagogue. I can't stand that guy. He hates free speech and he can't handle the debate. That's why he cancels people. You're a fraud, Levin. You're a lying fraud and a racist to boot. This is what Pat Buchanan said. Here we have this right here.
"You've also said that Congress is an Israeli-occupied territory. Now, what do you mean by that?"
Wait a minute. He said the Jews run everything? Congress?
"Group in response to your question, Jim, they said, do you think that the Congress of the United States will resist this demand for further aid?" I said, threw out a crack at her. I said, "No, the Congress of the United States is Israeli-occupied territory." What I meant by that is, the most powerful lobby in Washington, which Congress can't stand up to, one of the most powerful, is certainly the pro-Israeli lobby. It has gotten its way in this town year in and year out. And I don't think the automatic votes of the Congress of the United States for $3 and $4 billion worth of aid to Israel are necessarily in the national interest of the United States. And that comment, which is to ridicule the subservience of the Congress of the United States, is perfectly valid.
Do you believe there are members of the Congress of the United States who are voting the interest of Israel over the interest of the United States?
No, I think they're voting the interest of a powerful lobby, which they can't stand up to in many cases, one of many. They cave into lobbies all over this city. I think the Congress of the United States, where it's got brave men on both sides, is an institutional coward. And that when a powerful lobby can influence or defeat them back at home, and they can't get much support on the other side for a vote, many of them who will even tell you privately, they will tell you privately, I can't stand up to that kind of heat, they will vote for it.
Yeah, but of course, Trump can say that Congress was owned by Israel.
Right? You know, the biggest change I've seen in Congress is Israel literally owned Congress. You understand that 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
And so Pat Buchanan was right.
It was so powerful. And I think you know exactly what I'm saying. They had such power, Israel had such power, and rightfully, over Congress.
You know, Israel was the most powerful lobby in the country 15 years ago. Today, between Tlaib and AOC and all of these people, what they're doing, Israel, they don't have the backing that they once had.
You'll give it to them.
Yeah, I'm good.
Begging like a whore. It's just, that's the difference. You know, Pat Buchanan told people the truth about this lobby, this foreign government's lobby, and they canceled him. And Mark Levin is bragging about that. What a despicable character Levin is. And then Trump goes in front of them and begs like a political whore for their money. And then he says, after they give him the money,
the caller, now they spun quite a few articles off of it, which is a smart thing to do. And one of them is, as you mentioned, Trump acknowledges that Israel is losing control of Congress. Now go to that next one. There were some surprising comments, Dr. Paul, for a number of reasons. Now this is Regan Reese. She's the interviewer. And I didn't see a video of it, but the questions seem pretty good. Regan Reese says, a different war, Israel. A March Pew poll found that 53% of surveyed U.S. adults had an unfavorable view of Israel. That's down, or that's up, from 42% in 2022. Among young Republicans under 50, 50% have an unfavorable view of Israel. That's up from 35% in 2022. There's a growing group, and I highlight this, there's a growing group within the MAGA America First Coalition, Republicans, especially younger Republicans, who are skeptical of our support for Israel. Are you aware of this group, and are you worried about it? Now, Trump's answer is shocking in some ways. If you go to the next one, Dr. Paul, here's what he says. Yeah, I'm aware of it. So Israel is amazing because, you know, I have good support from Israel. Okay, I have.
That makes them amazing if they support him.
Nobody has done more for Israel than I have, including the recent attacks with Iran, wiping that thing out. Now let's stop right there, Dr. Paul, before we move ahead, because he's admitting with that sentence that he attacked Iran for Israel, not for America. He used the might of the U.S. military and the billions of dollars that it cost to take those attacks. He did it for Israel rather than for the United States. That is really interesting. And then he said, he goes on about CNN didn't believe that he wiped everything out, da 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 da. He said, but if you go back 20 years, I mean, I will tell you, Israel had the strongest lobby in Congress of anything or body or any company or corporation or state I've ever seen. Israel was the strongest. Today, it doesn't have that strong of a lobby. I mean, it's amazing. Now, one of the things that he did say, and I highlighted on the other quote, Dr. Paul, he said, Israel was the strongest lobby I've ever seen. They had total control over Congress, and now they don't. Those two statements are really startling. The first that we attacked for Israel, and the other, Israel had total control over the U.S. Congress.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
That almost sounds like an anti-Semitic stereotype.
Yeah, because they'll punish you and cancel you like Pat Buchanan or the John Birch Society or whatever, if you tell the truth about what is out there. They do it, and they do it deceptively. They're ashamed of what they're doing. Well, Colonel McGregor also had something to say about this.
Why do you think, Colonel, President Trump
with Judge Napolitano,
Prime Minister Netanyahu to resume genocide in Gaza, which unfortunately resulted, I say unfortunately, it was intentional, the killing of 400 civilians in the past 2 days?
I don't think he has any choice. I think when he ran for office, he made certain agreements with major donors. These donors move far beyond just Miriam Adelson, and these donors oblige him to effectively underwrite whatever Mr. Netanyahu wants to do. I thought it was interesting that in a recent meeting was set up for the United States with Azerbaijan, to talk about cooperation with Israel, but it was set up by Mr. Netanyahu. He called and made the arrangements with Mr. Aliyev, who's the president of Azerbaijan. The State Department did not do it. I think we're very much in the grip of the Israel lobby, and I think President Trump is obliged to go along, and I don't see any evidence that he's going to diverge from that path.
Does he have no choice but to back up Israel militarily when it attacks Iran?
I think so. And keep in mind, you always have the possibility that a war is precipitated somehow by Israel somewhere in the region with Iran. The Iranians respond. And the expectation is, with the buildup of force in the region, you know we're sending additional carrier battle groups over there right now. The expectation is that we will reinforce whatever the Israelis want to do. We've already done all of the planning for joint strikes and joint strike packages. We're sharing all of the intelligence with our vast satellite arrays with theirs. So I think it's a foregone conclusion. I can't predict when or how, but I think it's going to happen.
Can you get your hand?
Well, again, you have the truth is coming out. I mean, we know what is happening with us. And Trump was talking about that because he's telling them, you know, I'm your guy. I'm going to protect you. You know, you can't buy all this protection from Congress that I can give you. I'm going to do everything that you tell me to do. And so Randy Fine, again, as Chris Minahan tweeted out, he said he celebrated Israel killing babies in Gaza, and he tells the Republican Jewish Coalition that Tucker Carlson and Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene are evil. How does one become evil to somebody like Randy Fine? Well, you push back against sending so much money to Israel and being owned by them. Of course, Randy Fine doesn't have a problem with the kind of evil that Jeffrey Epstein does, like the rest of the GOP, except for people like Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene. The rest of the GOP is guard our pedophiles. And they don't want to have any information coming out about Jeffrey Epstein. And they will keep the Congress shut down to make sure that that doesn't happen.
He's calling it the Schumer shutdown, but I'm calling it the Epstein recess. He's not only are we shut down, we're in recess. And that's unconventional, unprecedented in the 13 years I've been in Congress. The other thing that Speaker Johnson established a precedent on himself. Until Speaker Johnson had been Speaker, I never had observed this, but he swore into members during a pro forma session. They happened to be Republicans. And now he has no real good reason for why he's not swearing in the Democrat during a pro forma session. Okay, to the Epstein thing. One of my favorite memes on the internet, well, before I get there, let me set it up. The president himself is called this Epstein files a hoax. And we know it's not a hoax. My press conference with Ro Khanna involved almost a dozen survivors of Epstein's sex trafficking ring. And they were there to tell us there are other men who they were trafficked to. And they've together collectively, they know what some of those names are. In fact, through their lawyer has informed me there are at least 20 names, and he described their professions, which I said to the FBI director, Kash Patel, when he was there. But getting back to one of my favorite memes on the internet was, it's too bad Epstein killed himself before he realized this was a hoax.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a hoax, why are they resisting releasing the files?
If it's a hoax, then why did Trump become an FBI informant, according to Mike Johnson? But what Massey is pointing out, and don't miss the details there and the distinction, with all previous shutdowns, they have not put Congress in a recess. And I think the Senate is still meeting, but not the House. They shut it down. Why? Because Mike Johnson doesn't want this information about Epstein to come out. And he doesn't want to swear in this new Democrat congresswoman because that's the final vote they need to force this to happen. So he's keeping them in recess. He's keeping her from being sworn in. Marjorie Taylor Greene says that when they finally do come back, she's going to read the Epstein list and some names there on the floor of the House where they can't come after her legally.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing to name names, but I will tell you, I'm not afraid to name names. And so if they want to give me a list, I will walk in that Capitol on the House floor, and I'll say every damn name that abused these women. I can do that for them, and I'd be proud to do it. Now, another thing, this is not about politics, and this is a boiling point in American history where the American people, just like Roe just said, there's become two Americas. There's the America for the rich and the powerful and the elite, where they never face any struggles or problems and never experience what real America goes through. And then there's forgotten America that faces all the problems and deals with all the issues and never gets justice for being sexually assaulted and raped by a monster. It shouldn't exist anymore, and people are sick of it. So let's recognize the fact that the administration before and the one before it and the one before it and the one before it and before it never did anything about this. So this isn't one political party or the other. It's a culmination of everyone worked together to silence these women and protect Jeffrey Epstein and his cabal. And this is not just rich, powerful people. Think his drivers, his maids, his chefs, all the people, people that work.
The intelligence agencies, of course. And, when we look at this, we're all metaphorically getting raped by the government. But these women experienced it directly and physically, and they don't care. That's not evil, Randy. You don't want to know who these people are, Randy. Could it be because Trump and Epstein are Mossad agents, and you're trying to protect that as well? Is that the kind of evil that you want to protect, to guard the pedophiles? So again, Mark Levin, what do you mean we don't cancel people? We cancel Pat Buchanan because he said they were running Congress, and then they brag about it in this same meeting. We demanded conservative institutions speak out and do something. Cancel these people, or we're going to stop giving you money. He said, we've been putting billions of dollars into you for half a century. The Heritage Foundation, which is clearly a target of his, actually sponsors his show. And so he's throwing this gauntlet down. And I guess maybe what he should do is stop taking their money, do you think? I don't think the Heritage Foundation is going to sponsor me anyway, but I've got a lot of disagreements.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
If you want to throw that money our way as opposed towards Mark Levin, you know, we won't change our opinions. We won't suck up or, you know, give you any sort of clout for it. But, hey, you could do that.
Well, as he pointed out, the crowd does. Chris Minahan pointed out the crowd of about 150, 200 people perhaps at that meeting. But, again, it's a small group of people that is controlling the many. Trump in a speech to...
At the end of that video of Buchanan... how they canceled him. It's a whole bunch of people that just have a sign that says Buchanan is a racist. He's giving a speech on some topic that he's trying to give a detailed description of it, and they just run up on stage shouting into the microphone, holding it. I can play the end of it if you want.
Yeah, yeah, play that. I cut it off too soon. Go ahead.
I just need to find it in the deck between these 40 videos.
Yeah, the same tactics that we're seeing everywhere. Where'd those tactics come from? Where'd the tactics of canceling people, banning people, shadow banning people, calling people racist, where'd those tactics come from? They came from the universities, and it came from the universities that were being paid by the Israeli organizations to do those types of tactics. And yet everything
Russell
about
said that Congress
it is about
a,
race and ethnicity.
Israeli now. Occupied.
Well, I guess that convinces me of exactly the opposite, actually.
Calm down.
Yeah, yeah, that's it's important to play that. Thank you, Lance. Well, again, I got to say, a lot of Jews don't support Bibi. A lot of Jews don't support the Israeli government. A lot of Jews, it has become a stereotype of racism to say that people are racist when they do that. Pat Buchanan was an honest guy. If they had disagreements with him about the amount of money that the U.S. should send to Israel, that's the way they respond. Right? It's one thing to buy the politicians. It's another thing to respond by attacking free speech and flat out lying to people, which is what they do. So he said, President Trump, in a speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition, touting his subservience to the Israeli lobby, laments that he only got 32% of the Jewish vote. I can't imagine we didn't do better than that. After all, I've done for the Jewish vote. I must be honest with you. And again, a lot of Jews don't support what Bibi is doing. They don't support what Israel is doing. They see it as counterproductive because it is. The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, attacked Tucker for platforming Fuentes. And again, I would not platform Fuentes. I refuse to do so. I think there's certain things you have to look at it, and you know, we can cover what they have to say, and we don't have to have them there to debate them. And, when you draw attention to people like Fuentes, when you draw attention to people like Blair White and Milo Yiannopoulos, I have a problem with what Alex did with that. And I think that's wrong to do that. I wouldn't do it. But it's a different thing to say I'm not going to platform them than to say that I want them canceled and to, you know, if I was really rich and powerful, to go behind the scenes and to bribe and to control the corporations to literally deperson these people. I think the answer to bad people and to bad speech and to bad ideas is debate, not running up with signs calling somebody a racist. And that's really what we need to move to. But that is not what the Zionist lobby is doing, and they are trying to destroy the First Amendment from the right, just as the left is doing it.
It's about having someone on as a guest where you are essentially tacitly endorsing to a certain degree what they're saying on your show as guest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The fact it's just, like you said, if you were to be going around lobbying these companies, you know, let's say, you know, we're on Rumble. Someone we don't like, you know, comes into chat and starts saying things. I would feel comfortable banning them from the chat, but I would not go to Rumble higher ups and say, I want this guy off Rumble. Yeah. I want his channel deleted. No, I want you to have your ability to make your own Rumble channel, put out your own videos, express your own ideas.
I think Steve Bannon is a crook. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And I think he's hurt a lot of conservatives and people who follow Trump. But again, I'm not going to say to YouTube or to Rumble, get him off of there, right? That's not the right way to approach it. And I really strongly disagree with Levin, with Carlson, with the Republican Jewish Coalition on all of this. And so Trump is revealing the long-awaited endorsement in the New York City mayoral race, which I believe is today. It can't be soon enough as far as I'm concerned. I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. He says it's going to be between a bad Democrat and a congressman, and a communist, he said. And this is the 60 Minutes interview with Nora O'Donnell. He said, I'm going to pick the bad Democrat all the time, to be honest with you. Well, of course he will, because Trump is a bad Democrat. So he will hang with birds of a feather. He will support Cuomo. Just like I showed you yesterday, Hillary Clinton thought that Trump would be a great president in 1994. So let's cover some of these before we take a break.
Yeah, Stealth Patriot, thank you very much. He says, I think people like Nick Fuentes, Andrew Tate, and Steve Peters, maybe supposed to be Stu Peters, I don't know of Steve Peters, are controlled opposition to spew so much hate so they can classify anyone who opposes Israel as a hate monger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Not unlikely. I also encourage you all to, as much as, you know, I don't like any of those people, pray for them. You know, yep. Nick Fuentes has a lot of influence. Andrew Tate has a lot of influence. Stu Peters has influence. It would pray for them. They could do a lot of good. They could. They're not right now, but they could. And everyone needs Christ. Their sins are no more unforgivable than mine.
That's right.
Marky Mark NJ. Didn't the Free State of Florida make BDS and criticism of Israel illegal?
Yes, they also, at the insistence of Randy Fine, they also criminalized free speech. I have a big problem with that. And they did that before Trump was president, and because, again, DeSantis went to Israel and begged for money from Israel, and that was when he was running for president. So if the way that you, if what you have to do to become president is to take money from Israel and destroy the First Amendment, you don't deserve to be president. That goes for DeSantis as well as for Trump.
Yeah. He says, also, Florida is one of five states that doesn't allow you to opt out of Real ID. If you get a Florida driver's license, you have to get Real ID, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, they deceived me into doing that in Tennessee. They didn't tell me I was producing all this reams of documentation so that I could get Real ID. I thought I just had to do it to get a driver's license from this state.
Yeah, they made everything so monumentally.
Oh, look, now you got a gold star. It's yeah, I remember where that was used before as well. So
they make everything so monumentally complex. I remember when we first moved to Texas, I thought, I'll get a library card. You know, I enjoy books. I like reading. They needed three forms of identification to get a library card. Why? You got some real valuable classics you can't risk renting out until you know who I am for certain. DG8, thank you very much, DG8, says, David, this version of Trump and the Republican Party is a disgrace against constitutionalist Massey attacking noticers, completely against free speech and warmongering. MAGA will never wake up.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And he says, again, David, notice Levin talks about banning porn. Does he realize the two biggest funders of AIPAC, the owner of the biggest porn sites in the world and OnlyFans, disgusting? Well, he knows that banning porn is red meat to the base, and they'll like it, and then it'll never get enacted. It'll never pass.
Well, when they say banning porn, what they really mean is instituting an ID for all people that want to use the internet for anything under the name of banning porn. That won't actually stop porn at all, but it will let these people restrict other types of speech and what everyone wants to look at on the internet.
And that's a very big thing within the Republican Party. You know, we got to protect the kids from porn, you know. Oh, we got trouble right here in Rota City with a capital P, and that stands for porn. So get your global ID so that you can't get on the internet without us knowing everything that you're doing. Yeah. Hucksters.
DG8, again, thank you very much, says David. Serious question. Thomas Massey has...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
the 99% record of voting with the Constitution, yet Trump opposes him. That's all you need to know. Trump rejects constitutional reps Massey and Bob Good.
That's right. He came after Bob Good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about Trump. It's not about principles. It's not about the party. Trump is the party. That's all it's about. It's about personal loyalty to this dictator wannabe. And I'm disgusted with the whole thing. I've been disgusted with politics my whole life, but never as much as I am right now. I think it has taken on completely new level.
M. Sellers, cops in Tennessee admitted to ruining people's lives with false arrests for quotas.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have that sheriff that arrested that guy for the meme that he put up, claimed that he was, I can't arrest people, you know, because I disagree with their speech because he's a critic of Charlie Kirk. But when he says, when he quotes Trump, and actually he didn't even create the meme, other people created it. But what Trump was saying was about a mass shooting in a city in Iowa that had the same name as this county. He said, you're threatening that high school. So he came after him for charges for that. It's truly amazing.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
But at least that sheriff can be voted out. You can't vote out ICE.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I know some people come in here and be like, well, what's your solution? And we don't talk about it super frequently, but the really only solution is to get involved at the local level. Mm-hmm. Big politics in Washington, D.C. is basically out of our reach at this point. It is occupied by players with billions upon billions of dollars.
I'll just say the guest that we had on last week, which is like hyper-local reporting. I think he's got a great business model, and it's something that would be very valuable to us. If many of you are politically active, you know what's going on in your community, write an article about it. And then, you know, as if that site grows, then people will see that information. And, you know, it's one way for us to figure out what's going on at the local level. It's difficult to get information at the local level, and it requires eyes and ears on the ground, and then telling people what you saw, and that's a good place to do it. And I forgot the name of the website.
Something about
your news.
Your news.
Yeah, your news or your local news or something. Yeah, yournews.com. I think.
Maybe. I think yournews.com is it. But I know it sucks. I know social media is evil, and you know we all hate it. But generally, there is local groups for whatever town you're in. There is a local group for it on Facebook, and there are people in there that are involved in their community. They're talking about stuff. They are addressing. They're communicating about things.
Yeah, I just don't like Facebook, and Facebook will censor you if they don't like what you're doing. That's why I mentioned your news. And that's why I had him on again. I had him on a couple of years ago, but that's why I think it's good because he's not going to censor you like Facebook will.
That's the thing. Is just
Facebook.
The thing
about
is, there is an audience in Facebook. So while it sucks to play within their little walled garden by their rules, you can interact with people and give them at least some of the info. You might not be able.
Here's
to
what you do: you do an article on your news, and then you put a link to it on Facebook.
That's the type of thing you have to do. It's a runaround. It's a rigmarole. But those are the sort of games you have to play, unless you just want to be the guy that says, "Well, I've done my part. I don't think we're going to achieve anything. I'm checking out to the woods." And, you know, whatever happens, happens, which I can understand the feeling and doing that. I don't fault people for doing that. I just think it is it's not the way I would go. M. Sellers, cops in Tennessee, already read that. Fonzie Bear says, Fuentes screamed, storm the Capitol with a bullhorn on January 6th. No arrests, no consequences on video. Surprise, surprise. Isn't it strange?
Somebody else I know did stuff like that. By any means, we're going to make sure that Biden doesn't get in there. No arrests, no charges.
It's truly strange how that happened. It's almost like he sold out all of his fans to the federal government so that he could get off scot-free.
It's almost like that. Well.
Now, I'll play devil's advocate for a second. Nick Fuentes has way more money than any of his fans do, so he could afford better legal representation. So maybe it was simply that. Maybe the feds were scared of the, you know, good lawyer Fuentes was obviously going to hire and beat the case. Except, why would they be? Well, the feds are never scared of that sort of. They have an unlimited amount of money. They could simply prosecute him for the fun of it, to waste his time and money. But they didn't. They didn't. Strange. Very strange. Mm-hmm. Mav 2022 says, anti-Semitism, quote unquote, is dangerous in the U.S. because Noah Hyde laws are on the books and idiots like DeSantis and Noam put laws into their states to go after anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it idiocy or is it that they're traitors?
I thought Noahide was what Noah did when Shem, Ham, and Japheth played hide and seek with him.
When he got drunk? Yeah. And I don't know.
Skunk Hollow, Rose Gardens, Ice Punishers are just a refined TSA goon rapid deployment squad. Deploy the goons. Get the goons out there on the street. We need goons right now. Give me some goons. Audi MRR. There's a recent video of Israeli citizens burning the Israeli flag. As I suspected, the general population there does not approve of the genocide.
Well, there was a massive protest of the Orthodox Jews and Hasidic Jews in Israel because they want to draft them and they don't want to be drafted and they don't support the government. And I've shown videos in the past of the Israeli police beating these Orthodox Jews, ultra-Orthodox Jews, I should say, I guess, in the streets. And so there was a massive number of people. They estimated it at 100,000 people. And when you look at that, when you've got Israel's got about 10 million people, about 7.5 million of them estimated are Jewish. And so when you look at a crowd of 100,000 people, that is huge. That's bigger than the No Kings rallies across the country that we had. And so that was a massive number of people all in one place. And I don't really know what would have happened with that. The police started fighting with them, but then some of these guys climbed up into a building that was under construction. And he was either jumped or fell and died. And that put a whole damper on the thing. And everybody went home at that point. So aww, that ended it. But there's a lot of division, as we've talked about this before. Netanyahu stood for election three or four times in the last couple of years before all this the war stuff started. And he kept winning a plurality, but he couldn't get a majority. People typically don't get a majority when you have a multi-party parliamentary system. But he couldn't put together a ruling coalition over and over again until they did the war. You know, when all else fails, they take you to war, as Gerald Sunty always says. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
DG8 says, imagine Trump bragging about Ivanka converting to Judaism. If Trump was truly a Christian, he wouldn't be happy about his daughter renouncing Jesus Christ, which is mandatory to convert to Judaism.
Yeah, no, he doesn't know he doesn't know Christ. Actually, there's an article which is kind of interesting because the person said, well, you know, there has been a transition in the way that Trump is talking. Remember early on when he was running for president, people would ask him about that because he was trying to present himself to Christians and there was this huge contradiction in his personal life. And he said, they said, you know, is there anything that you would repent of or whatever? He said, no, I'm fine. I don't really need to worry about that. I don't have anything I need to repent from. He's very different now. He seems to be concerned that he's not going to make it to heaven. But he also seems to think that there's nothing that he can do. And in that, he is right. There's nothing that any of us can do. But he could be at the point, you know, the thing that could save him is if he comes to the realization of the tax collector and the Pharisee story that Christ told. The Pharisee, who was probably a really good person and mostly followed the law, but nobody follows it perfectly. The tax collector, who was not a good person, beat his chest and said, be merciful to me, a sinner. If Trump gets there, even somebody with the crimes of Trump or Dick Cheney, there's nothing that you do that is so big that Christ did not pay for it. But he has to come for that. And I don't know that any of his spiritual advisors are going to tell him that. I mean, he comes from a long line. He listed out his spiritual influences. People like Norman Vincent Peale, people like Paula White is his key influence. These people have, their focus is on material prosperity and not on Christ. And that's exactly why.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
People like Trump would be drawn to that. Well, we're just about to run out of time, but before our guest comes on, I want to...
Real quickly, yeah. I want to let people know about homesteadproducts.shop.
Yes. Yes, please do.
They have a new product, and saw them in chat earlier. Good to see you. They have new organic popcorn kernels. So if you like popcorn but don't want these nasty stuff that they tend to put on popcorn, go to homesteadproducts.shop, get yourself some high-quality organic popcorn kernels, and you can add whatever seasoning, whether it's butter, chili powder, tahini, whatever you want to put on there, you can put it on yourself, and it will be delicious.
And that's really key, because corn is one of the things that is genetically modified more than anything. Mm-hmm. So you can get organic popcorn. That's
yes.
great.
And that's homesteadproducts.shop. It's their new product. I know that some people are popcorn fiends, but they don't like eating it because it's covered in this fake butter sludge that you can't get off your fingers, and it just makes a mess. So go to homesteadproducts.shop. If you want popcorn, they've got popcorn. It's high quality, and you won't have to feel so guilty and gross about it.
Yes. Well, we have our interview with Dr. Brian Hooker coming up. Have you made contact with him yet, Lance?
He hasn't joined yet. I've
okay. Do you have the video that I sent you that is an introduction to what we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, it's in the deck page,
okay.
too.
Okay. We will play that before we go to the break. But I just wanted to cover one thing, and that is in Mississippi, this is covered by the UK. They think it was terrible that this monkey was shot. A Mississippi mum, as they said, fatally shoots an escaped research monkey. This got my attention because this is associated with Tulane University. The National Primate Center is in Tulane University. And this is how I first got involved with all the biosafety level 3 and 4 stuff.
They can't even keep a monkey in check.
Well, what happened was they were transferring a bunch of these rhesus monkeys that they used to experiment on. And they take them in this particular biosafety level 3 or 4, I don't remember which one it was, lab, that was associated with National Primate Center. Just to give you an idea of the heinous, monstrous stuff that our government does, they brought in this bacteria that's called Burkholderia pseudomallei. It only grows in a couple of places on Earth. And they decided they would bring it in and try to make it more dangerous, this bacteria.
I know it's got a 99.9% kill rate, but what if it was 100%?
It was actually 45%, which is really high. You know, they were trying to freak everybody out, saying, well, we get about 1% of people die from COVID or whatever. This is 45%. It wasn't good enough for them. So they bring this in, and they have this monkey that they've exposed this bacteria, and he's sick. And they've got him in their biosafety level 3 or 4 area. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, another monkey gets sick that is outside of the lab. And this is a National Primate Center. They had about 500 monkeys that were there, several, many, many acres that are around there. And somehow, this got out of the lab, and a monkey that was not exposed to this monkey got sick. Well, that's a concern, because the way that this bacteria propagates is through the soil. And so they brought in the CDC. And the CDC is investigating, and they come in, nothing to see here, move on. And yet, one of them got sick with this. And then the story was, well, I'm sure she was exposed to this somewhere else. Didn't
happen
here.
Completely unrelated. Completely unrelated. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Move along.
Didn't happen here. Except there's only two places on Earth where that really happens. And so that got my attention. I talked about that quite a few times. And actually, Allison Young, a reporter with USA Today, started doing a series then on all these accidents with these biosafety level and three, biosafety level 3 and biosafety level 4 labs everywhere. And they got that shut down in 2014. Congress and the Obama administration shut it down. Trump started it back up in 2017. But so in this particular case, the stuff is still going on, folks. That's the point. They have she and other residents had been warned that these escaped monkeys carried diseases. I did what any other mother would do to protect her children. Officials from the university said the monkeys did not have any infectious agent yet. The 35-year-old mother of five said her 16-year-old son alerted her to a monkey in the backyard in Mississippi. She got out of bed, grabbed her gun and her cell phone, spotted the animal about 18 meters away. I shot at it, and it stood there. I shot again, he backed up, and that's when he fell. There has been confusion surrounding the escape, including how many monkeys were transported. Maybe it's 12, wasn't there? Movie from Terry Gilliam, 12 Monkeys. Who owned the monkeys and why the truck was overturned? Videos shared online show the monkeys moving through tall grass on the side of the Mississippi Highway. On the highway were wooden crates that were labeled live animals. The monkeys were being transported. They were rhesus monkeys, animals commonly used in biomedical research, particularly in the study of infectious diseases and vaccine development.
I genuinely feel bad for monkeys.
Yeah.
They are, I don't like chimpanzees. I think they're freaky. I think they're too large, too strong, and people insist on keeping them as pets when all they want to do is rip out your eyes and eat your face. You shouldn't keep them as pets.
They do that when they get older.
Little monkeys, though, they're cute. They're kind of babyish. They have the sort of inquisitiveness to it. They're very, very cute. I feel so bad.
I'll tell you my monkey story that we had. My parents had a friend, and their grandchildren would collect pets, and then they would get tired of them, and they'd wind up the grandparents would take. So they had a dog that the grandkids had given up on, and then the grandkids had this spider monkey, and they gave up on the spider monkey as well. And so they kept the spider monkey. They had a large tree that they had wrapped like chicken wire all around in the backyard, and he was free to roam up there. But they would let him out from time to time, and he would generally go back into that area. It was a real vexation to the German Shepherd. He would get on the German Shepherd's back, and you know the expression, I got a monkey on my back. Well, you can literally see it playing out in real time. This German Shepherd is trying to get that monkey off his back.
I can just imagine his inner monologue. Nine!
But anyway, they told us, they said, one day it disappeared and it was gone for several days, and it finally came back. And they wanted to have some work done on their house. They contacted a painter. And he came out and he said, well, I had a real interesting experience in this neighborhood a few months ago. And he said, I was painting this house. And he said, the paint was still wet. And when I came back, there were all these tiny handprints all over the ceiling and everything else. He goes, I don't know how that happened. It was like the size of a child, but how can a child get up there? And they said, well, that's nice. They kind of told the guy, well, we'll talk to you later. They didn't want him to know that they had the
monkey. That's crazy. Don't know how that would happen. Anyway, happened. I got to go.
And I've got to go as well because we got a guest who is ready. And let's play the, do you know where that the video is, Lance?
Second page, second
okay.
row, last page.
Here it is right here. Our guest today is Dr. Brian Hooker with the Children's Health Defense. And they have set up a resource that we want to tell you about. That will help you to, they've got a lot of short 1 minute videos that you can use to help to educate people about what happened to us and 5 years ago and why we still have not had any justice about that. Here is Dr. Hooker introducing this in one of the videos that you'll find at the site.
Hi, my name is Brian Hooker and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer for Children's Health Defense. And I want to talk to you about an important initiative of CHD called the COVID Index. This is the information that the powers that be did not want you to see. This web repository refutes the narrative, the official narrative regarding COVID-19. It has a very, very comprehensive, easy to use search engine so you can search readily and also get direct excerpts from every entry in the COVID index. There's so much information out there that needs to be curated, and this is a place where it has been done and is being done continuously. So I highly recommend that you check out this resource at www.covidindex.science.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery,
we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, welcome back, and that was a little introductory video that you'll find at that site, covidindex.science. I didn't even know they had a dot science. I guess they did that in honor of Fauci. It'd be interesting to get the domain name, iam.science. But joining us now is Dr. Brian Hooker. He's a chief scientific officer at Children's Health Defense, formerly the department chair and professor emeritus of biology at Simpson University, and I have been following his very valuable research and the very valuable things that Children's Health Defense had through this massive pandemic MacGuffin that we always talk about. And it's good to, you know, we can look at this stuff and we can understand the motivations of these people, and we can sanity check it, but it's important to have the scientific information that's there as well. And that's what Dr. Hooker provides. You know, it was actually Children's Health Defense, and I think ICON, that when they sued the CDC, the CDC is part of the vaccine, holding them not responsible for any damage that they did to the kids. I forget the exact name of it. The 1986 Act. And right. You probably know what that is, Dr. Hooker. What is that? What's the name of that official act?
It's called the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and it set up the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And the program was up and running in about 1989.
And they were supposed to be tracking, as part of that agreement, they were supposed to track the adverse events and to make recommendations and so forth. And so I remember RFK Jr. and Del Bigtree at ICON asked them, you know, we'd like to see your records and see what recommendations you have made and so forth and so on. They stalled and stalled and stalled and wouldn't comply with it. Finally, they had a judge that forced them to give the information. And you could see that for 30-plus years, they had not been concerned about any of this stuff. They'd kept no records at all. And so it's very important when we come into this, if we understand what the priorities of these people are, that it's not your health, that it's the profits of the corporations and the revolving door that is there, that's an important thing to start with. But what Dr. Hooker has provided is beyond that, and it gives us the tools that we need in order to try to help educate people. And they've got a new resource now, covidindex.science. So with that long introduction, thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate you coming on today.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm excited that Children's Health Defense is hosting COVIDindex.science. It is such an amazing repository of information of all things around the COVID era, and now what's going on in the post-COVID era. You know, the mess that was created by the whole pandemic needs to be cleaned up, and that's, you know, the fallout. We're continuing to see publications come out, and publications that we feel are bad or fraudulent, that are not good science. We want to make sure that those are critiqued in the COVID index, and then also the good science that's coming out, so people will know, you know, what's going on with things like remdesivir, hospital protocols, the vaccine, the therapies that work that have been disparaged, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vitamin D3 and zinc. And, you know, so we've got sort of a historical basis, and we've built this edifice of information, and it's a living database. We're always updating the COVID index. So when things come out, then we can feature the new information and some of the information pouring out, like ties to things like autism, as well as neurodevelopmental disabilities for individuals that got the shot in pregnancy. And also, you know, one of the things that practitioners are talking about are turbo cancers. Mm-hmm. We're seeing so many turbo cancers that we believe that the vaccine played a role in either causing that cancer or hastening the growth of that cancer.
Yes, I remember. And I remember pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole talking in the spring of 2021 as it was really starting to roll out in a large way. He said, I'm looking at patients and I'm seeing that it's damaging their killer T cells. And he goes, and that's when I first heard the term turbo cancer, I think. He was talking about that. He said it's really going to cause that to explode because that's your body's first defense against cancer cells, the killer T cells. And so I guess the question, first question I would have for you, what about people who got the shots? Many of the listeners have, hopefully they haven't gotten it, but perhaps they have a family or friends who have. What types of things, are there going to be resources there at covidindex.science that would help people who have been exposed to this pathogen?
Yes. There are resources on recovery from COVID vaccine injury. That is a part of the database. And I would also encourage those individuals that are suffering and they really don't know where to go, because so many practitioners either don't acknowledge that it happens or they'll throw up their hands and say, I have no idea what to do. So I would encourage those individuals to email us at info@childrenshealthdefense.org and ask that question directly. You know, I can't really recommend practitioners, you know, in an interview or in that particular setting, but at least we can let people know what practitioners are in the area or what practitioners are specializing in those types of cancers or in those types of difficulties. Like, you know, long COVID vaccine injury is extremely prevalent. A lot of people are having symptoms that are similar to fibromyalgia, that either got COVID or got the COVID shot, and we're finding circulating spike protein in these individuals that got the COVID shot for upwards to 2 years after they got their last vaccine. So things can be done, and things need to be done.
Yes, I had an interview years ago with an injured orthopedic surgeon who could no longer work because his hands were shaking. And he kept going to fellow physicians, and you know, as soon as he would say he thought it was a vaccine injury, and this is what they would just basically, I can't help you. You know, they would run away. It just tells us so much about the state.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Of medicine right now, doesn't it? Even to the extent that he finally went to somebody and the guy said, all right, I've got some things here that I think will help you, but we're not going to talk about what caused it. I mean, that kind of fear is like a totalitarian Stalinesque state. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that Solzhenitsyn talked about in the Soviet Union.
It is. And, you know, we were so fortunate. California had a bill to actually codify that so physicians and providers could not deviate from the standard of care. They could not talk about things that were outside of, like, remdesivir or Paxlovid or Monopulvenir that were the sort of, you know, patented technologies that were going to give the most money, you know, to government scientists. And so they could not deviate from that line. They could never talk about ivermectin. That bill passed, but fortunately it was overturned by a court decision, and the bill, the California legislature withdrew it. But many practitioners do not know that they have the freedom to be able to deviate from the standard of care. Many are afraid, you know, because of individuals that have been persecuted, that have lost their certifications, things like that. But, you know, quite honestly, I know the practitioners that have gone through the persecution, that have lost their certifications. They fight back. They win. So many of them are still in practice today. And I'm glad for people like Ryan Cole, for Peter McCullough, for Pierre Corey, that have really fought the system and are still seeing patients, treating patients, and doing a lot of good.
That's great. Yeah. It is horrific to look at how corrupt the system is. And, of course, they got a lot of different ways that they can come after you. I'm pretty sure it was a Children's Health Defense article where they were talking about how the insurance companies will come after the pediatricians who don't follow the vaccine schedule and get a certain percentage of their children vaccinated on schedule. They will basically cut across the board what they will pay these pediatricians and basically put them out of practice. Even if you don't get some review board to pull their license, they can pull that economic trick on you. I think that was from Children's Health Defense.
They have done that. And they threatened that all the time. We were able to get the incentive program for one of the largest HMOs in the United States, and it was Anthem Blue Cross. And what we found was that pediatricians stood to make over $500,000 a year if 63% or more of their pediatric practice was fully vaccinated. They could get $600 per patient. If they had 1,000 patients that were fully vaccinated, that was $600,000. And that was a yearly incentive. Yeah. So, you know, those individuals that have been fired from pediatric practices because they haven't been following the vaccine schedule, that's why. It has nothing to do with health. It has everything to do with a pediatrician on the take.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, we look at the whole COVID thing. I was absolutely amazed. I remember it was in August of 2020. The American Hospital Association was saying, wait a minute, you told us you're going to give us a 20% bonus, and now you're telling us that we got to give you our PCR tests? You told us at the beginning that you didn't have enough of them and that they didn't work anyway.
Right.
This is amazing. You know, I've been shouting about that now for 5 years. And people just don't realize how they use financial strings to get their way with people and how they were financially incentivizing people. So you just point at them and say they got COVID, $9,000, you put them on a ventilator, we're going to give you $39,000. We'll give you a 20% bonus on everything that you do if you say this person has COVID. I mean, the whole thing was bought and paid for, wasn't it?
It really was. And that, you know, there was sort of an economic dearth right during the shutdown because they were shutting down hospitals and taking elective surgeries and things like that and telling them to stay home. So then they waived these incentive programs come, you know, July, August of 2020 to the providers, to the hospitals, and really, you know, forced them into a situation where many of them just had to go along. You know, let's diagnose COVID. Let's diagnose, you know, we're not going to give effective therapies. We really want to put people on ventilators because they got more money for ventilated patients and that were in ICU. And so that forced many, many more patients into that whole system where they got worse and worse and worse. And I think a lot of them, David, died of bacterial pneumonia, but they, yes, you know, they were never tested for the, you know, presence of bacteria, and they were allowed to die. It was just a crying shame, and people should go to jail over this.
Yes, putting people on the ventilator and that type of thing. We have Grace Sherris case, and they're reopening that again. And that was another one of these cases, just basically hospital murder, put a do not resuscitate and put her on a ventilator. I wanted to ask you a couple of things because there's been some disappointment with on my part and as well as a lot of my listeners with what's going on with MAHA. Disappointed that the mRNA jab is still there. I mean, we've had the process, and I understand there's a lot of inertia here. I understand there's a real political fight there. And I kind of watched this as it's been developing in Florida with Joseph Latipo there. First they came back and they said, well, we don't recommend it, you know, but, you know, if you get it, you can go ahead and get it. But they're not going to ban it. And they're gradually moving into that, you know, first saying we don't recommend it. We're not going to force anymore, but now we strongly do not recommend it. But they won't actually come in with a ban on this kind of stuff. And it's so frustrating because we have seen in the past when a handful of people died over a vaccine or over a medicine, they would pull it. And that is not happening now. They will pull it if you got a couple of children who died because of a faulty baby crib. They pull all of them off the market. But they don't do that with this. And so the question is, you know, what is happening? Why don't we see a ban of the mRNA? And, of course, what Latipo has moved to is to say that, now pointing out the fact there's a lot of DNA contamination in the vaccines, and say this is something that should cause you to pull this off the market, but it's not. And so at what point do you think...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is going to happen, or is it going to happen?
I want it to happen desperately. You know, we have things that are not on the open market that are not sold or distributed ever because they're poisons. We call them poisons. And so when you look at the mRNA shot, it is pure poison. You know, and people, unfortunately, are up in arms that they want their COVID boosters. They want their COVID boosters. I know people personally that are on their seventh or eighth booster. Wow. And they are addicted to these things. And you wonder, like, well, why are you still around? Because they are so, so toxic. And we've seen so many people affected. You know, I believe that in the United States, easily, if the calculations were done, we'd see over 1 million people who have died because of the COVID shot. But the HHS has been dragging its heels. And I think that part of it is, you know, the more the administration end of it and not the HHS end of it. Because I know, you know, I know Secretary Kennedy. I worked with Secretary Kennedy for, you know, 12 years before he became Secretary Kennedy. And it is his heart and his plan to be able to get rid of that technology because it never should have been rolled out. People knew historically that that type of technology was bad news, and it was a grand medical experiment, you know, basically a big clinical trial that was head up by Tony Fauci, and it should have never happened. That man belongs in jail. We're pushing as hard as we can push. And honestly, there are people on the inside of HHS that are rooting for us and saying, no, push harder, because we have this behemoth of an organization that doesn't want to change. We have deep state people in HHS that don't want to change. So we need more pressure.
And of course, when we look at this, I think we really dodged a bullet there with Susan Monterez being taken out of the CDC. And, she was somebody who was at BARDA and ARPA-H and very focused on mRNA plus AI. And we know that Trump was pushing that on like his first day in office with Stargate. He had Larry Ellison there saying, yeah, we're going to do an AI assessment of you and we'll custom make an mRNA thing there. So I was very concerned as to what was going to happen there. And, of course, that's created a lot of pushback against RFK. They said, well, you just fired her because of a personal disagreement or something, you know, insubordination, because he wanted some of these other people fired, and she said, no, I'm not going to fire them. And so he fired her. What do you know about that? Do you think that that he gets that he's pushing back against the mRNA that's basically being put out there for everything? I mean, we had at USDA with this administration, with the Trump administration, we had Brooke Rollins, who with all this bird flu insanity and the mass culling of chickens, so far that was happening with Biden, her big solution was, well, we'll give the mRNA bird flu shot to all the chickens, and then that'll be fine. And as also to the cattle and to the pigs as well, right. All of our food supply. And so she has the authority to approve that for agricultural issues. But on the other side, the mRNA things that are there, especially when you combine it with artificial intelligence, very, very concerning. What do you know about the what's going on with Monterez and the rest of the stuff? When you talk about deep state, I mean, that's what I think of as BARDA and ARPA-H and these insidious programs that are out there. It seems like there's a lot of people in the Trump administration. Trump is working with Larry Ellison, and, of course, Brooke Rollins is in on all that as well. What's your take on that?
Well, not all that glitters is gold, even in HHS. And so, by Susan Monterez being fired and then other, CDC officials taking their toys and going home, I mean, they did us a huge favor.
Yeah.
They needed to be fired anyway. So it was like, okay, don't let the door hit your butt on the way out. So we were very, very fortunate to that. There has to be more of a mass exodus of these individuals, because mRNA technology is sort of this new play toy.
Yeah.
And scientists think, oh, well, it's plug and play. We can just, program AI to tell us what the next pathogen is. And they have this buzzword that they're hiding behind called universal vaccination. And so when you look at the buzzword universal vaccination, and even Jay Bhattacharya put it out in a memo talking about a new vaccine platform, it was mRNA written all over it. That needs to go. I've already, emailed him directly and said, what? Universal vaccination is code word for gain of function. And so that means that you're weaponizing and you're basically giving permission for scientists in the NIH to weaponize H5N1, to weaponize, SARS-CoV-2 or whatever, monkeypox. And so they can have the pathogen du jour. And if that leaks out, then that's the whole pandemic that, Fauci is sitting on the edge of a seat waiting for, so he can, somehow swoop in and save the day again. But these are bad. These are horrible technologies. Nobody has talked about innate immune suppression that happens when you get mRNA shots. Nobody's talked about the effect of the lipid nanoparticle on the immune system.
And
when
I think
you get these shots.
I think you mentioned that at the very beginning. I remember in the fall of 2020 when they were talking about it, there was an article, and I think it was you that was involved in it, that questioned the idea of this pegylation, the PEG encapsulation. Right. And you said this is going to create anaphylactic shock. And I've told this to people many times. I said, they told you to, you contacted the FDA and it said, no, we don't care about it. Contact Pfizer. Of course, Pfizer doesn't care if the FDA doesn't care. That was you, I think, at Children's Health Defense, was it?
It was Children's Health Defense, and I was working with a distinguished colleague, Lynn Redwood, on that. And it turns out that because of exposure to PEG, 75% of the population in the United States carries PEG antibodies. And so that meant, you know, that and many people did go into
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Anaphylaxis is sudden anaphylactic shock after getting the jab. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was predictable. It was highly predictable. Why would you coat, you know, this lipid nanoparticle with a known allergen? You know, it's a recipe for disaster, but it's convenient. People say, oh, well, you know, you have immune reactions all the time. They frankly didn't really care. They didn't want to do the experimentation. They just wanted to roll out a vaccine, and they were paid handsomely to the tune of about $250 billion over the course of the pandemic in sales of those shots.
Yeah, it's amazing how many billionaires they coined with that. It just shows the utter disregard for safety and health that exists in these institutions and these corporations. I've got a question here from Flower Sower. Thank you for the tip, Flower Sower. Please ask Dr. Hooker when Children's Health Defense is going to pursue and promote removing the protection the pharmaceutical industry hides behind with the 1986 Act. Why isn't this a priority for CHD, she asks.
Well, I am so grateful for that question because we are working on it. We're working with key legislators that we can't name right now on, you know, being able to abolish the 1986 Act. We're also working with HHS, who is trying to re-envision the Act. I mean, frankly, my own opinion is that it just needs to go.
Yes.
That it needs to go away. And then we need guardrails for protection of families of vaccine-injured kids. We need at least a one-time look back for those that were denied justice, especially around the omnibus autism proceedings. You know, my family, and this is why I fight this, my family was in vaccine court for 16 years. Mm. We filed our claim in May of 2002, and we did not get a decision, and we were not allowed to even go to oral arguments because of a sort of a vendetta, I believe, that our special master had against our expert witnesses, you know, regarding the toxicity of mercury. You know, my son got a full wallop of mercury from his vaccines. That never should have been in there. And arguably, mercury does cause neurodevelopmental disorders.
Oh, yes.
And so we were never given our day in court. There are thousands upon thousands of families just like that, and they all need justice. They all need their day in court. They were promised that by the 7th Amendment and the 14th Amendment, and they were never given it.
And that's one of the things. That was the key aha moment for me when I found out about the 1986 Act. Very important. That's why, you know, I've talked many times about Dr. Andrew Wakefield's movie,
right?
1986, The Act, I think is the name of it. And it's a dramatization of how it affects a family. When you do something like that, that basically that shows what this is truly all about. And that should be the moment. I think we need to spread the news far and wide. If we can't stop this, if people at least understand that they have absolutely no liability, and that, as we said before, if somebody has, you've got a crib, and you might have one or two freak accidents with that crib, they recall all of them, and massive fines for the manufacturers. But nothing for this, no matter how many people they kill. It's absolutely amazing the damage that they're allowed to get away with. And it's that type of stuff that, you know, I look at and it's like, okay, well, I know what's going on here. That's how I make my decisions. But it's always good to have a scientist who's going to go through and tell people what the mechanisms are to get them to understand that. You know, there was just a recent article on Reason. I haven't covered it on the show yet, but I was absolutely stunned to see this article from Reason saying, well, we were told we're all going to die. And look, I'm still alive. I got the vaccine. I know a lot of people got the vaccine and they're still alive. And again, this is another one of the issues why when you have the COVIDindex.science, it's good to have the truth that is out there. We had a lot of people who made predictions that everybody that got this vaccine is going to be dead within a year or so. A guy that I used to work for said that. And that is essentially an alibi for these people because they can point to that exaggeration and say that didn't work. And of course, when Reason looks at this, they should know, first of all, that the statistics are being suppressed. They're being lied to about it. They understand that. They see that all the time, whether you're talking about unemployment figures or you're talking about inflation figures. They know the government lies with statistics. They should expect that the government is going to lie with statistics about this when they rush something to market. But the other part of it is the individual variation that we see from person to person. But there's the third thing that I wanted to ask you about, and that is there was research that was done by Naomi Wolf, and they went through and looked at the different batches. I remember at the very beginning of this, again, back in August, September, the CDC was putting out information about a form that they wanted the health providers to collect information on about the vaccine. And so they wanted all your personal information, your address, and so forth and so on. And the only other thing they kept about the vaccine was the lot number. And I talked about that at the time because I said it's kind of ominous that they get all this personal information and there's a box there that says refused. I said, what are they going to do with that? And so I said, you know, be aware of that, that's there, that, you know, they're going to keep a record of you if you refuse. But they kept the lot information, and she went back in her research, and they found a tremendous variation. I think it was like 30-fold from the least to the most active ingredients that were in there. Is that something you're aware of? Is that something that is still going on?
It is still going on, and lot-to-lot variability with this type of technology is you know, very, very, you know, the margins for error are really, really large, and that's not something you want to see in anything that you would put in your body.
Exactly.
We saw that, you know, the first batches that were rolled out had so many adverse events that, you know, maybe 80,000, 60,000 would be distributed, and then they would quietly pull them off the market and not tell anybody that that was a hot lot. And you can actually go, you know, to a tracking site that tracks the adverse events on VAERS and just Google how bad is my batch.
Yeah.
And that will tell you, you know, what adverse events have been reported for that particular batch of vaccines. That's the lot information that you need. And we know that
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Correctly, lots and lots of vaccines, not just the COVID shot, have been subject to this level of, you know, poor biotechnology processing. You look at the Merck MMR vaccine, MMR2, that was introduced, I believe, in the United States in about 1978. Nobody knows the exact concentration of virus in that vaccine. Nobody has ever really done the quality control. And so the lot-to-lot variability is very, very high. And the only thing that we do know because of whistleblowers that have come out of Merck is that the maximum concentration of virus in that vaccine is much, much higher than what the FDA ever approved. And so it's another grand medical experiment. Yeah. And we know when that happened, it happened in 1999, they started doing a process called overfilling the batches and boosting the virus concentrations. That's when anaphylactic shock really started in earnest and death really started in earnest for the MMR vaccines after they boosted those virus concentrations. You can see it clear as the nose on your face if you do a VAERS analysis.
Wow. And that's the other thing, too. You know, besides the fact they don't have any liability, so they don't have to care.
Right.
It's just the lackadaisical, haphazard attitude of this. Of all things, medicines and pharmaceuticals that are very concentrated, they are carefully controlled in terms of the amounts of whatever that it is that you're getting. And that I always looked at that, and I kind of thought, Dr. Hooker, that maybe what they were doing was that was maybe part of the experiment, you know, experimenting on everybody, because when you're trying to roll out something, you're trying to find the sweet spot between something that is going to be toxic because it's too much and something that's going to be ineffective because it's too little. And so it looks to me like a massive experiment to play around with people. But it's just absolute disregard for any standards of safety or medicine that's there.
Really, it is abysmal. And when you look at the level of contamination in biologics, you know, FDA is separated into two divisions, two main divisions or centers. There's the Centers for Drugs Evaluation and Research, and then there's the Center of Biologics Evaluation and Research. It's called CBER. But historically, those biotech drugs, they come from a soup that has been fermented with a particular genetically modified organism. A lot of times it's E. coli that is involved in that. So you get carryover of E. coli proteins, you get carryover of yeast proteins, you get carryover of foreign DNA.
Wow.
And in the case of the mRNA jabs, then you have carryover of virus particles like SV40. And SV40, we know, causes cancer. It is known to be carcinogenic.
Yeah, it's just awful. I've got a couple of questions here, several questions, as a matter of fact, from the audience. Jerry Alitalo says, please ask Dr. Hooker how he feels about ENF, AKYILDIZ, public admission that COVID mRNA injections are nanoscale machines programmed for human injection. I don't know who that individual is. Are you familiar with his work and that statement?
No,
what do you think
I'm
of
not.
That statement?
I'm not familiar with the work, but, you know, I will say I have not observed this directly. I obtained some of the mRNA technology shots myself, examined them under the microscope, you know, just used phase contrast microscopy to see what I could find, and then tried to incubate it over a period of time at physiological temperature. And the batch that I saw did not have that in it. I'm not saying that it doesn't. Because again, you know, David, nothing surprises me anymore when I see the things that the government has gotten away with and knowingly gotten away with, you know, with horrible poisons that should have never been introduced, like remdesivir. Yeah. You know, remdesivir killed the organs that caused the lungs to fill up with fluid, and then the patients had to be intubated to force the fluid out of the lungs because the tissue in the lungs was dying. So many different things have been foisted. Is that technology readily available and off the shelf? Oh, most definitely. Most definitely they could do that. Did they do it? That's something I'm still investigating, and I honestly do not know.
Let me ask you this. This is something else I covered. I remember when it happened. In Japan, they had two different batches of over a million each. It was like one was a million, the other was like 1.2 million of these Pfizer or Moderna mRNA things. And they noticed that there were black particulates in it. And they also noticed that they interacted with magnets, and they threw all of them away. And that was briefly reported, and then then disappeared. And I was just wondering, are you familiar with that? Could you verify that happened? Anything?
I know individuals that you could do that experiment on and, you know, at the injection site, and it was magnetic.
Wow.
What I make of that, was there, you know, were there magnetic particles in the vaccine? Yeah, the technology exists.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, we need all of the documentation of Pfizer. There's a big, big reason why Pfizer wanted to seal those records for 76 years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is, you know, we're going to find a witch's brew in there.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I think
the connection with DARPA. Yeah. Connection with DARPA and BARD and everything right there. That points to a witch's brew of some sort. I was just wondering if maybe, you know, it showed up in Japan because of the long travel time. Maybe there was an issue with refrigeration because of the unusual issue about how unusually cold it had to be kept. But it's also, it seems like the Japanese are a little bit more open and honest about some of these things. They were the first ones to report about the biodistribution issues, and that was something that people reported on that got severely punished in the West, but they reported it in Japan.
Exactly. I'm thankful for that information because we didn't know the biodistribution. We were told lies. And I think that they were bold-faced lies. I don't think that they were just mistakes or misspeaking. I think those people had the distribution. They did animal studies. Surely they had the distribution information at that time. In fact, what was leaked in Japan was a Pfizer document.
Yes. Got another question here from Karen Carpenter, 27, with Knights of the Storm. She says, question, please comment on Susan Monterez and the vaccine safety data link. Is the VSD accessible for studies?
That is a horrible mess. And I think that we need to apply pressure on HHS. I think we need to apply pressure on Congress to open up the vaccine safety data link. The vaccine safety data link is a ongoing record of about 10 million patients enrolled in 10 different HMOs. It's all de-identified, anonymized, so you can't figure out what patient is what. You can't get any type of identity information from that. But Dr. Daskalakis, I forget his first name, he literally hid and then bragged about hiding the vaccine safety data link from Secretary Kennedy for the first 7 months that Secretary Kennedy was in office. And then Dr. Daskalakis then ended up resigning in protest with Monterez. Then, now we know it's there. Now we know that the vaccine safety data link is there, but there are contractual hiccups that keep anybody from getting data from 2002 on. We do not have that information, and we need to demand that information because, you know, there are so many different things. There are so many different vaccines that were introduced that have never been adequately studied. There are even unvaccinated individuals in the vaccine safety data link because it's not required. The patient enrollment doesn't require vaccination. So I know they have it, you know, they have tens of thousands of records for individuals that have never seen a vaccine. So we need all that information. Monterez was hiding it. Daskalakis was hiding it. Should go to jail. And now the head of the immunization safety office, I believe his name is Mike McNeil, is stonewalling to allow Secretary Kennedy and his advisors to get access to that data. Again, it's deep state gurus that have been there forever. Yeah. They're hiding this information. It needs to come open.
Well, again, it's the sort of thing in another field that I was working in. We were trying to get climate data from Dr. Michael Mann, and it was something that he had done at a public university on their work computers, and he had published the information, and it had been used to create public policy. But he absolutely refused to show us the data. You know, when I see something like that, same type of thing that we're seeing with Susan Monterez and the CDC doing, trying to hide this vaccine safety data, that is an admission of guilt, and it's an admission that you know, science is not on your side. If you are afraid to show people the data, and you just want them to do what you say because the position you're in, that is the antithesis of science. I've got another question here from Guard Goldsmith of Liberty Conspiracy. He said, I wonder if the doctor has any knowledge of breakthroughs for long COVID. I still search, finding some interesting hope. What do you think about that?
I am not a practitioner, and I know many, many good practitioners that are starting to have breakthroughs using different cocktails of antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibiotics. That, you know, that's where I'm hearing the success. There are also, you know, and David, I thought I'd never hear myself saying this. There are also individuals that are using hypochlorite solutions. You know, they're not, it's not bleach. Everybody says, oh, it's bleach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, no, these are very, very dilute, very, very safe solutions. And they're doing, nasal lavage, on patients. That is helping clear the virus. That's helping clear the spike. And then there are myriad sort of recipes. Homeopathy is, you know, I'm hearing from those practicing naturopaths and homeopaths are having really, really good success with long COVID and COVID vaccine injury. So, you know, follow the rule that, you know, try it, do one thing at a time. See if it works. If it doesn't work, ditch it and move on to the next thing. Yeah. I mean, you know, because you shouldn't suffer. That's We've right. brought my son a tremendous amount of way with his vaccine injury that he sustained at 15 months. And my house is the house of many clinical trials, whether it's allopathic, whether it's naturopathic, you know, where it comes from. You know, I honestly don't care if it's effective. You need to use it, and if it's not effective, then move on.
I agree. I look at it, and if it's something that is not going to be harmful, you know, I'll try it. You know, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. Going back to the old song from the 1970s. Let me ask you about what's going on with autism, because I know that you spent a lot of time with autism, focusing on that. I'm looking at this Tylenol thing. To me, it looks like a red herring. It looks like they're trying to dodge the connection for the vaccine stuff. What is your take on that? I mean, I just don't see that Tylenol has corresponded, uptake in Tylenol has changed radically that would explain the radical change in autism. I just don't buy that at all. What do you think about that? What do you think is happening?
Well, I think... you know, I've done a lot of research on this and spent a lot of time with the lead researcher in that whole field of acetaminophen, neurodevelopmental disorders, and autism. His name is William Parker. You know, I actually sat down with him for 5 days and said, look, convince me, you know, because he was hounding me about this. And so the thing that's really convenient about Tylenol is that it is a quick solution to a not so quick problem. And I think that, there are cases that are definitely associated with some type of infection, some type of vaccination, followed by acetaminophen, definitely, you know, sort of a 1-2 punch. But Tylenol itself is a necessary component, but it's not sufficient. You can't just say, oh, you know, Tylenol is bad. It is the individuals that have genetic susceptibility that then have a huge amount of oxidative stress, like multiple vaccines all at the same time. And then you add.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Tylenol to the mix, that's really the perfect storm. So you can't just take care of one and say, oh, we've broken the chain. All of them need to be taken care of. All of them need to be addressed. I think that the administration came out with regarding Tylenol because they thought it's an easy fix. But, you know, it is. We didn't get here just from Tylenol. We got here from years of abuse of the system, and that needs to be fixed, and then we can see the autism epidemic go away.
That's good. Yeah, I feel like, you know, when you look at this, it seemed to coincide with a rapid escalation of the vaccine schedule.
Yes.
Now, what is going on with that? What is happening with that? I know you were involved with the measles issue, you know, where they said a couple of people died in Texas, and you investigated that with the families. I know the media is still selling that narrative. I think you effectively debunked that was what had happened there. Yeah.
Yeah, they died of bacterial pneumonia that was left untreated.
Yes. But I'm still seeing mainstream articles say, oh, it killed two people and so forth. And, you know, so what are the chances of us pulling back on this vaccine schedule? I know that it's tremendous support within the bureaucracy and the corporations and the media. And I guess that's another part of it. What's going to happen with the ads, the issue with that? I know that RFK Jr. has talked about that.
Well, my hope is that, you know, direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising will go by the wayside. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely, you know, inane. I watch news and old people TV. So, you know, my wife is a serial addict to the Hallmark Channel. And so it's all the drugs, biologics, and vaccines that you can push on old people.
Yeah.
You know, every day, every ad, it is very infrequent that you see anything else. And so those need to be pulled. And I believe that Secretary Kennedy is working stepwise to get there.
I believe that they're de facto fraudulent, you know, in the sense that, you know, ask your doctor. Well, you don't understand that they're not giving you all the information that you need to make an informed decision. And so it is really fraudulent what they're putting out there, even if they have somebody rattling off very rapidly all the adverse effects that they are going to talk about. It's still not sufficient to be truthful, I think.
No, it doesn't tell you how effective that particular therapy is. It doesn't tell you how effective the vaccine is at preventing that particular disease. I mean, we see, you know, over and over again, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, you know, flu, over and over again, but they don't, you know, the dirty little secret is some years that when you get the flu shot, you're more likely to get the flu than if you didn't get the flu shot.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, they
I've seen that over and over again, almost pretty much every year. People get it right away, yeah.
Yeah. And we know individuals that got the trivalent, the quadrivalent flu shot, got them for their babies, and the babies died within hours. I mean, we're investigating several cases of SIDS right now that were the quadrivalent flu shot.
Wow.
And it's just, it's such a shame. You know, when you see these babies die.
Yes.
And then, you know, the entire system is there to cover it up. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to expose it.
That's just horrific. Yeah, I've played a clip several times of a lady that was on social media, and she said it wasn't until she saw the sudden adult death syndrome stuff that was out there that it clicked with her. And she said, I killed my baby. And I said so many times, I wish I could talk to her. She didn't kill her baby. It's people who lied to her, people who knew better, who killed her baby for money. That's the saddest thing about it. I got a couple more comments here. Real Jason Barker with Knights of the Storm said the CDC took down the publicly available tools that show excess death spikes after the vaccine rollout. That's very damning info right there. In reply to a person who said, I can't even get the excess death statistics anymore. I could in 2022 for every year since it started to be recorded. What's going on with that? And do you have that information there at covidindex.science?
That has been pulled down, and I believe that that's addressed in covidindex.science. We do not have the new data regarding excess deaths. And it is weird because I published on excess deaths in DMED, the Department of Defense Medical Epidemiological Database. Mm-hmm. I published on excess deaths in 2022, from the rollout of the vaccine. And all of a sudden, all this stuff just dried up. CDC was no longer reporting excess deaths on their website. There's so many shell games on, you go to the National Center for Health Statistics. They never say flu deaths. They always say influenza and pneumonia. They combine those two categories. So people will get scared and get their flu shots, even though they're not effective at preventing death. Preventing serious illness, and many times not even effective at doing the flu. So yeah, a lot of those databases are pulled down. I do encourage any and everybody to FOIA the CDC for specific information. It's as simple as an email. Just, FOIA request at cdc.gov, mm-hmm. FOIA request at cdc.gov. Put very concise language of what you want. Limit, the ask to specific information, and then by law, they have to respond to you within 30 days.
Yeah. I remember when they did that with the Defense Department's database of DMED stuff. I remember there's some doctors that saw how things were exploding in a lot of different areas. And their absurd reply was, not that there was something going on with the vaccine, but they went back and they looked at it. They compared it over 5 years. They said, all of our data for 5 years is wrong. And it's like, come on.
And then the next thing,
they pulled it all down. I mean, if this isn't the most juvenile cover-up, it's just absolutely amazing. It would be comical if it wasn't so horrific what it's doing to people's lives. Bulldog says they could have very specifically targeted people by lot number. Yeah, they could. S.G. Sutton. Can Dr. Hooker tell us about the volunteer opportunity with the COVID index?
Oh, that is so good. That is such a great question. If you look at the covidindex.science, there is a box that you can click on to volunteer. And these volunteers, they're basically individuals that go out and they get new information, newly published information for the COVID index. They curate it. It's very, very simple. You fill out a very, very simple form. And then once you filled out that form, then it goes to a very small committee. And then they give you thumbs up or thumbs down like, oh, yeah, this should go in the COVID index. About 95% of it does go mm-hmm. into the index. Mm-hmm. But that helps us keep it up to date. We have an army of volunteers that does that. And we're recruiting more volunteers. You get free COVID index merch, you get free CHD merch, and we love our volunteers. I know there's a lot of people out there that want to help that are really studious and nerdy like me, and they like to read this literature. And so, if that is your vibe, if that's the thing that you like to do, make sure that you check out that volunteer opportunities tab on covidindex.science.
That's great. That's great. And again, yeah, covidindex.science, and they have, I guess most of them are 1 minute videos that you can just very easily click on the thing and share it on social media. Get this information around. That's the most important thing. People are not informed, or they're misinformed about what's going on here. And so it's very important to get those videos that they've put together out there. I got one more question here from Karen Carpenter with Knights of the Storm says, does Dr. Hooker think that ultrasound and Wi-Fi, EMF, could play a role in autism. What do you think about that?
I absolutely believe that it plays a role in autism. A lot of autism researchers have looked into this, and they find statistically significant correlations with EMF. You know, there was very little reason for 5G. 5G is basically there for surveillance purposes, so the not so you can have better internet, but so the government can know more about you. And so you look at all these, you know, new technologies, the Internet of Things. So, you know, my phone can talk to my computer, my refrigerator, and, you know, my ironing board or whatever. That is producing energetic signals. It's producing energetic signals in the IR range, in the, you know, in the microwave range. And that is bad for you. I mean, there's nothing good about it. I mean, if I had my choice, my own house would be hardwired. But what we do is we turn off our devices and Wi-Fi at night and have just like an old clock that that tells us the one that you have to change during daylight savings time, and just tells us what time it is. You know, just sleep with it off. Just start with turning your Wi-Fi off, because there is a connection. I don't believe that it's completely causal, but there is a connection with Wi-Fi and with excitotoxic processes in the brain, and you just don't want to stimulate that.
I agree. I mean, when I was going back trying to do some research on Moncef Slaoui, I found all these different conferences that he was speaking at, Fauci was speaking at, and Francis Collins was speaking at, and they were all talking about electroceuticals. And I thought, well, this is going to be the next big thing, electroceuticals. So it's like, okay, well, if you're going to treat people electrically with things like that, then clearly EMF is going to have a big effect on people. And
it's a tacit admission, isn't it?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
EMF does have an effect. If we can manipulate it to, you know, do, you know, some type of medical intervention, then what is it doing every day?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we had Alan Fry, who worked for the Navy doing experiments, and he documented the Fry effect, which you can, certain frequencies, you'll hear it, like a clicking type of thing. You know, just like we had, you know, the military discovered microwave cooking, you know, the radar ranges of a manna in the early days, you know, they just noticed that their coffee was getting hot. Well, if you see something like that, you know, there's a little bit of smoke there. There's got to be a fire there somewhere as well, I think. I started looking at that in conjunction with the Havana effect that was out there, because people were saying they were hearing a clicking stuff. It's like, oh, wait, that sounds like the Fry effect. Maybe that is some kind of directed EMF. Not sure. And I got another question here. We're just about out of time. This is from Jerry Alitalo. He says, please ask Dr. Hooker how he felt immediately after listening closely to DARPA-associated neuroscientist James Gandaro's horrifying public lectures. Thank you.
You know, I am, that one stumped me. I know of those lectures. I just don't know enough about those lectures. I apologize. I, you know, I should know this information, my defense is that we're playing whack-a-mole with everything right
that's
now.
That's right.
So
there's
apologize.
So many, I mean, these people have billion-dollar budgets and they're constantly coming up with one bizarre Frankenstein experiment after the other. It truly is a scary situation that we find ourselves in this particular time. It is an interesting time, and it is a very dangerous time. But thank you so much for the work that you do at Children's Health Defense and for the COVIDindex.science. Thank you, Dr. Hooker. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around. and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.